FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the shocking return of FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're live at a very jagged and... What would you describe this as, Swampy? What would you describe it as?
Already described it, it's like you've gone to the local school sports day and basically the kids have got their own little area to run up and down with the egg and spoons and the three-legged race, and if you're not careful, the size of Frank Van Gils, hence why he's not playing, you could fall into one of those troughs.
I think that set the scene very well. So we're here for the Supporters Direct Cup final between FC United of Manchester and Wrexham. You can get in touch with us Twitter at FCUM Radio or station at fcumradio.co.uk. This is FC Live, hello!
There's Woodsall!
Woodsall isn't actually here officially.
Woodsall's not here?
No, he's not here.
Apparently I wasn't here officially, that's what I was being told. You told everyone I was going to be here.
No, I said you were going to be here for FC Live, which is now, yeah. But not for It'll Be Off. But then you just came in.
Well, so. No, I text you saying, an open invitation to all the radio
members
saying, get down for breakfast. They had it.
A hardcore Armchair Army listener at home is loving this. He's going, or she's going, oh, this is great. It's good to have him back. Oh, banter. I love it.
Austin 74.
So, we're joined today by Swampy.
Good afternoon, everyone.
By Emily Maguire.
Hello.
And we're here to commentate on this.
Yes, and Woodsall stood between us.
I'm going back.
Woodsall, who officially is retired.
I thought he'd be at Kendall Collin last on Thursday as James were playing.
I know Brian's retired, and we've basically got it down that Brian's returning in October, secretly. Swampy. Woodsall's retired, and he's back first game of the season. Ridiculous. Anyway,
well, he left prior to the 29th of May anyway. I think he left that day and then he came back and he's been back ever since.
So we're bringing you full coverage this afternoon, right. as you would expect. We boycotted July football because that's ridiculous.
Wasn't it good?
What, boycotting it?
Oh, it's great. I absolutely loved not
I've
doing...
I've fallen in love with cricket
not,
again.
Forget that. I mean, just the fact that I was just... could do things, you know, and at no stage did I go to B&Q. I just had things to do. I hired a camper van and I drove with my son and a mate of mine all the way from our house to Morecambe. Wow.
What are you going to say? Monster.
For the night. And we did wild camp all the way up the west of Scotland, all the way up to John O'Groats. All the way across the east coast and all the way down and stopped and finished off in Northumberland. 7 days, 1,388 miles. And I tell you what, it was brilliant. The beer was bobbins. Apart from that, the company was great. The people were great. Didn't talk football at all for a whole week. It was just the scenery, the beauty. And the magnificence of Ben Nevis and the Cairngorms and watching dolphins in the morning.
I've missed this, I'm telling you.
Flying.
Seriously.
Dolphins in front
you
of us.
This, Paul?
Bobbing around and jumping in the air and watching. Hey, I tell you what. Oh.
What?
The smell of bird poo, guavo. The smell of that en masse at the Stacks in John O'Groats. It's to behold and believe you me. I've never smelled anything like
How
it.
How long's the football season?
And puffins. Oh, right. Puffins. Puffins are the greatest thing in the world. You've not seen anything better than a puffin.
Hopefully we won't make the playoffs and then we can end it in April.
I'm just saying what I was doing. I've done join. What did you do? I mean, you've been playing netball, badminton. You've been playing football. You've been cycling around ridiculous slopes and all sorts of stuff. And that was just last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the netball stuff.
She's a sporty girl, mm-hmm. isn't she? A sporty lady. Goodness gracious. Some nice photographs.
Are you going to let her answer?
Yeah. No, it's nice to have a breakaway in there. But
and we're all stalking you. Yeah. Why you not here?
Yeah. I'm surprised you know so much about me. Yeah?
I know a lot more besides, and I can't really put that on air to be honest. But you've got lovely warm legs today.
Warm legs today.
Yeah, very warm legs. We're both sporting shorts. Yeah. We've got long shorts.
Well, I left Knaresborough in bright sunshine and turned up in rain. So
well, I left.
Bought myself a new FC jumper.
I actually left Boggart Hall Clough after making James Quinn a scrambled egg with bacon and 4 rounds of brown toast. And so I went from there to here. It's around the corner. If you ever want to get down, you feel free to do so. You're very welcome.
I know it's Supporters Direct final today, but we have asked for the listeners' views on the season ahead. I know we've just talked at length on it. It'll be off. Did Josh do well, by the way? Yeah, I think he did all right.
He did well.
I mean, it's hard controlling you when you're on the left and everyone else is on the right. But you know, that's all right.
Hey, well done.
Anyway, so
hey, I like that. I think to be honest,
that joke had multiple layers.
We had a couple of people in the centre as well. To be honest,
that's true.
Come on, Jeremy Corbyn.
Sorry. New Zealand Reds been in touch to say this season I think we are in for a very good season at Broadhurst Park as far as settling into the place and getting full use of the facilities. On the pitch, it's going to be a tough one. If we finish in the top 10 with a good support, playing good football, he'll be happy.
I think we'll be higher than the top 10.
And Vitti?
Vitti?
Vitti's been in touch to say, for the first time in a long while this season, for me at least, it is more about what's happening off the pitch than on it. But we should enjoy the new ground and the new division, making new friends as we go along, and take everything positive that happens between the white lines, and multiple lines in this case. This season is almost like the gift that 10 years of hard graft has given us, and I can't wait to get stuck in. How poetic.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He should be on the right stuff with things like that, shouldn't he, Vitti? He should be...
We did have a good tweet last night as well. I should mention that good
Go on,
tweet.
Mention the tweet. Mention yes. away. What you're looking for.
The best thing about this season is going to be relegation. It's the only thing that which will bring us all together. That's from Super Robot Forster. So.
Well, it was with a heavy heart we left the Northern Premier Division, wasn't it? However, we're in a new division, new sponsors, new website. I don't like the website. I've got to say, first and foremost, I'm not a fan of the Vanarama website in any way, shape or form. And I am not a fan of these new footballs. I think they're bobbins.
And Kevin Fowler has been in touch to say, we will lose every game in the first half of the season and win every game in the second half of the season.
Same as always.
No, I think we're going to do the opposite way around this year. I think we're going to win the...
Heady hikes and then get nosebleed and then...
Straight down.
A&E.
Straight down, yes.
So anyway, those are the correspondents that you've all brought in today.
All six people.
Fan Ming, do I miss this sound? Yes, I really do. And Sean Worrell, music to our ears. Puffins, holidays, bring on the Vimto, bring on United.
Indeed.
I spoke to Tesco, and Tesco are not banning Vimto. It's just Ribena and Capri Sun. Well, just giving them a free run.
Personally, I'd ban Tesco, personally. But, you know. Fan Ming, Estelle will be with you... back in Shanghai on Monday, so if you need anything, bring it over very quickly. Let us know this afternoon and I'll make sure she does, and you can meet up and do your exchanges. I'm sure you're going to have some form of the secret police of China looking at Estelle's interactions with Fan Ming on every 2 week basis now. But you know, the badges, by the way, Fan Ming, I apologise, but I've spoken to a certain gentleman and they will be with him for Stockport County, and all the rest of the paraphernalia that you send over is going to be distributed. So there you go, young man.
Stu's been in touch from the Isle of Man and said he shouted this, but I'm not going to shout. Oh yes, they're back, tuning in from the secret underground cave, hashtag Isle of Man Reds. So hello Stu from the underground cave, sounds great.
Well, I'm looking to come over, Stu. In fact, Stu, you can do me a favour. You and Paul the Pen, if you are listening, good afternoon to you both, and anyone from the Isle of Man. I'm led to believe that VW panel vans are slightly cheaper than the UK, and to get them over here actually equally isn't expensive. So I'm looking to spend about $5,000 or $6,000 on a decent short wheelbase, top of the range panel van.
Is this the FM Radio mobile studio that we've been talking about for all these
years?
It may well be,
young man. So if you can put me in the way of that and maybe put me up for a weekend while there's no football on, because this ground's waterlogged or something and we can't play here and we're back at Bury, feel free to do so. But no, I'm excited all of a sudden.
I'm excited.
I've not spoken this much since this morning.
And logistically, just to let you all know, for Benfica we were in the fort over there, but we've come back. Anyway,
Swampy's den.
The teams are now coming out on the pitch, so I think we should hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. This is the Supporters Direct Cup between SC United and Wrexham, and this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructorCody.com. I'm Chir Armour. You can get in touch with us Twitter at SCM Radio, the unofficial forum, and station at fcmradio.co.uk. But for the next 45 minutes, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team, or Swamper, but first Emily Maguire.
Thank you.
She's got nothing, Swamp Pip. That's well,
I wasn't expecting that.
Apologies for that, Emily. Well, myself and Emily will be your commentators for the season, with the retirement of Brian, who's now in the SMRE and wants to go back to his roots. Although he hasn't got any hair, so I don't know what he's doing with roots. But anyway, he'll be on the left side watching from afar. So myself and Emily will bring you all the trials and tribulations of season 2015/2016. But today, it's a Supporters Direct Cup. A competition FC United have played five times in and won once. So it doesn't really bode well for today's game. However, let me give you the team first and foremost. In goals for United, it's Dave Carnell. Number two, Liam Brownhill. Number three, Greg Daniels. Number four, Dave Birch. Number five, Naya Bayenu. Number six, Luke Ashworth. I spent the whole of the summer trying to pronounce that surname and I've still got it wrong. Not Ashworth, obviously, Bayenu. Matt Wolfenden and number seven, Sean Cook number eight, Rory Fallon number nine, Jerome Wright number 10, and Craig Linfield number 11. On the bench for FC United this afternoon, we've got Tom Brown 12, Adam Thurston 13, Mike Norton 14, Callum Byrne number 15, Cameron Murray number 16, Greg Wilkinson number 17, Scott Cheetah number 19, and Dean Stock number 20. FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. And over to Emily Maguire to give you the Wrexham team.
And Wrexham playing in all yellow and blue socks. We've got number one, Cameron Belfield. We've got number two, Watson Clark. Three is Newton. Four is Smith. Five is Hudson. Six, Vidal. Seven, Fowler. Eight, Vos. Nine, Gray. Ten, Jennings. And 11 is Wes York. On the bench for Wrexham will be Adriano Moke, Caden Jackson, Robbie Evans, John Royal, Joel Logan and Jamile Fifield.
Today's referee is yet to be confirmed, as we don't have that information. Also, we do Luke Watson. Oh, is he the referee or is he the fourth official? We're not quite sure.
We
have a whole host there, but should be an interesting game this afternoon. Looking forward to it. And apparently on the back there, do we have it, Ben? Are you helping
us
out
there?
Oh, Luke Watson, his decisions are Ian Johnston and Aaron Bannister, and the fourth official, who has basically the job of doing nothing, but apparently he gets in to watch the game for free, is Mike Barlow. And, 3 o'clock kickoff, and we're about to get the game underway. And, hold on a second, to my right-hand side, it's the old FC United under-18s.
Andy Marsh.
Andy Marsh. He never played for the under-18s, he was he used to do the commentating and all that kind of stuff. Some fine interviews he did, fine interviews in the middle of the winter. The big red, come on you Reds, I think he actually wrote that in a different language first and then sent it again. It's a long ball played in by Rex with the ball high in the air now and it's headed away by Fallon. As far as Linfield, a strong challenge there and an elbow flailing into the back of Linfield there. The referee right across there. And, the right back for Wrexham.
Just let him know he was there.
Mason Watson-Clark just made sure he knew he was there, didn't he? Certainly. But he's up okay now, Linfield, and it's with Ashworth. Ashworth to Jerome Wright, today's captain. And the ball hit long down this near touchline. Daniels tries to come across and it's headed away comfortably. It's in Welsh, of course, yes. I wasn't going to pronounce it in Welsh. Come on, you Reds. Yondod Archin Koch.
No.
Who knows? As the ball played in now, and we've already been accosted by Hi-Viz. What have you done wrong, Emily?
I'm looking for the PA announcer. That's there. It's not me.
No, you're not the PA announcer. That's indeed true. It's the ball on the far left hand side now, and FC United picked the ball up. It was a loose ball. Checking your pronunciation now in Wales. Thank you very much. As Jerome Wright plays it through the centre. It's a poor ball and easily given away. And there's an opportunity on the right-hand side for Connor Jennings. Good quality player, Jennings. He chips the ball into the penalty area. And there's Nia to clear to the feet of Jerome Wright, who plays it back in his own penalty area at the moment, though. Ashworth clears his lines. And again, there's FC United of Manchester's number three. It was a difficult ball for him to try and contest against the centre-half of Wrexham. But here's Jennings again. And Jennings switches the ball from right to left, but it's just slightly overplayed there. But referee already not happy with the ball. Wants another one there.
Yeah, this should be a really good test this for FC at this time of the season. With start of the season next Saturday, playing against a strong Wrexham team, it's exactly what we need. Currently they're not allowing any of our midfielders time on the ball.
Well, the fourth official there just brought the ball down on a sixpence.
That's what he's here for.
That's what he's here for. He's here to get the crowd going, and the call of Margie sign him up there. as FC United try to come away with it again. It's a poor ball this time by Sean Cook, and it allows Wrexham to come away with it. Conor Jennings again, Stockport County to name another few clubs he's played for. And the ball played long again. It's a decent ball on the right hand side, and picked up by James Gray. But there's Ashworth just jockeying that ball, does really well, looking for a corner ball but not getting it. A decent crowd here this afternoon. I think FC United sold about 1,800 tickets, and Wrexham, well, they had an allocation of 1,500. And again, on a personal note, this just goes to show the nonsense of all-ticket games, where half a ground's empty, and there's FC fans outside that were unable to get tickets, actually asking for tickets outside, but can't get in because you couldn't sell anything on the day. But I'm sure it'll be a busier for Stockport County. This is all-ticket again, and then we can get back to the normal kind of sort of like turn up and pay to get in as and when you want. There's the ball all the way back now to FC United and Manchester's Carnell, goalkeeper of the season, and the team of the season in the NPL, which reminds me, the Northern Premier League show coming back very shortly, hosted by myself and indeed Ben, as FC United down the right hand side. Decent ball, here's an opportunity. Fowler, should be a goal. Yes it is, and it is that man Greg Daniels on the far right hand side. The defensive work on the right hand side, the left back there, Sean Newton, well, it was poor. He gave the room for FC United of Manchester's Greg Daniels. He played the ball across, and on 4 minutes, FC United take the lead. It was a simple tap-in, really, from FC United of Manchester's Rory Fallon. But he got himself in good position there. The ball was played behind him.
Yeah, super play. Before the game, we were talking about those two players, in particular Greg Daniels and how good Rory Fallon's going to be for us this year. You know, taking up a fantastic position off the defender and slots it home really cool.
And the waft of some strange aftershave behind me. The communication officer's wearing some, I don't know what that is. That, I don't think you could buy Bruce anymore.
Blue Stratos swamp. Yeah, it's not
blue. Blue Stratos. I thought it was denim, the mark of a man.
For the man who doesn't have to try too hard.
Oh, that's definitely you. Well, 1-0 to FC United of Manchester, an early lead. I've got to say, it was very poor defending, wasn't it? They allowed Daniels to attack the ball and then just whip it in. And it bounced across two players before it found Rory Fowler, who was moving onto the ball nicely. And he slipped into the bottom right-hand corner of the goalkeeper. Nothing that Cameron Belfield could do. But FC United, I'll tell you that. And again, well, the number four all over FC United is Daniels. Daniels on the ball now, 10 yards from the touchline. Whips the ball, it's a decent ball towards the back post. Keeper comes out. And Belfield gathers it with his Fabian Barthez short-sleeved top on, and they turn defence into attack, but the ball falls kindly for Carnell. What a nice start then.
Yeah, a great start. You know, it came a little bit against the run of the initial 5 minutes here, but yeah, fantastic start. Lots of pace in the FC forward line.
Well, Manny Smith has got a job on his hands this afternoon. Up to now he's used mainly his hands actually to nullify Greg Daniels. But Daniels has switched onto that right-hand side and then drove the ball in. Us here commentating this afternoon is fine, but for me, it would have been really good just to sit there and watch one player in particular today and just see how the likes of young Cook, Sean Cook, does.
Yeah.
And again, Daniels again being manhandled by Manny Smith. And then an offside decision against, I think it was Lee Fowler there, and FC United had the free kick for the wrong position. And have to start again, Matty Wolford on that far side.
Yeah, I think this will be good for players like Daniels. You know, he is strong. I think a bit of a physical battle today will really set them up. It's that time of pre-season where you want the game to be a lot more competitive now.
Of course you do. And the thing about Daniels, as you rightly say, is he is very competitive.
Yeah.
He's a strong, tenacious kind of footballer. Here's your first tenacious of the season. Well, the pre-season. As Jerome Wright and Rory Fallon do really well there with the ball, but again, innocuous free kick conceded, and referee saying Wes York was indeed fouled. Got you on the radio and ladies FA Cup final on the telly, sorted. That's from Estelle. It's today Chelsea playing Notts County. Notts County actually before that were Lincoln Ladies, weren't they?
Yeah.
And done a great amount of work in football over many, many years, and got involved with Notts County, and now well, they have the biggest crowds in the Women's Premier League, don't they? They've had tremendous crowds.
Yeah, a fantastic team. The developments that they've done for the women's game is superb, and to get in an FA Cup final.
And it's the first time at Wembley as well, isn't it? The ball played to the penalty area, headed away by Ashworth, and Cook heads the ball on. headed back in by Manny Smith, but FC United had the ball back, and well,
could see what he wanted
Dave
to
Birch
do.
Yeah, you can see what he's trying to do, but the ball's gone behind from about 30 yards, gone behind FC United and Manchester's Linfield, and a throw in to be taken by Watson Clark. Plays it inside to Vidal has the ball played inside, and comfortable there for Rory Fallon, looking for a bit of movement, and the movement came in the form of Wolfenden, who holds the ball now. And well, we've had a lot of rain today, but again, you still want a bit more rain on this pitch, don't you? It's not sticky, but at the same time, it's you were looking to try and get a bit more skinning on the ball. It's a lovely ball down the right-hand side again, and it's FC United's Daniels against Manny Smith. Plays a lovely ball back to Cook. Cook now cuts inside, chips the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball headed half away, and no one at the back post really for FC United to pick up the scraps. But again, good work there by Daniels, and a lovely deft chip in there by Cook. But here comes Wes York now, doing some tremendous work there. Wes York pulled back at the last moment there by FC United and Manchester's number 9 and goal scorer Rory Fallon.
We've had a tweet in from Red Rock who says, "God, I've missed you." And two kisses. Assuming they're for you two, by the way.
One each.
One each.
Of course, yeah. What about your kiss?
Just a man hug.
What is a man hug?
It's a hug from a fellow man.
Oh, with okay. A big pat.
With a big pat,
big, yeah. Big pat on the back.
Like you can't breathe as well, that kind of thing.
Well, it's a free kick in a dangerous position.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally 10 yards outside the penalty, just to the right-hand side. And stepping over it is Sean Newton. And, you fancy Newton or indeed Lee Fowler.
Got to have a go from here.
It's Newton. And straight to the wall. And then Jerome Wright takes the ball away from him. And down the left-hand side he goes, Jerome Wright now. And on the ball, two players around him, and concedes a free kick there. Does Connor Jennings takes the ball quickly? It's not a bad ball, is it? Well, it's cut out.
Rushed it a little bit. He did well there, did Jerome. He attacked with pace and then realised it wasn't much on. And clever play.
Well, the danger man at the moment for the visitors is going to be it's a fine challenge, a tremendously strong challenge by Yavin Vidal against Cook. And they come away with it again. As ball played into the number 8 now, where Vose on the ball plays the ball left, has a lovely ball. Out of position, FC United defence. Oh, and it comes off the number, James Gray's
should have
knee
done better
there.
With that, yeah.
Didn't get his body, didn't wrap his body around the ball, did he at all there? But went to sleep
just
a little bit there,
did
Liam Brown went to sleep a little bit there.
A little bit, I think the timing of the run and the movement off the ball. The ball played through was fantastic. Really nice little bit of football from Wrexham.
It looks like Wes York is the man at the moment. He's got a lot of pace, and he's allowed to be either travel on the left-hand side or the right-hand side. He was the person who was impeded for the free kick that they didn't make anything of. But he's got a lot of pace, and he's good. He dribbles the ball well as Linfield now this near touchline.
Oh, he is.
Dreadful challenge. Dreadful challenge there by Watson Clark.
It's the same
not only
player.
It was the head. He headed into the back of FC United's Linfield, and then his trailing feet went into it. The ball into the penalty area again, and FC United cleared the lines. And it's now with Brownhill. Linfield is up. Ball played up, and again Daniel's doing really well. And this is not a friendly. We don't expect it to be a friendly.
No.
But that's a yellow card. No. He's wrapped. I mean, I was watching St Helens get battered by Leeds last night. And even the St. Helens players weren't wrapping their arms around people's necks and throwing them to the floor, or trying to.
I mean, I was saying that we want a nice competitive and physical game at this time of pre-season, but the two challenges there, one after the other, a little bit too heavy.
They certainly were. And there was malicious intent with that. The one here.
Definitely,
that one there was, it was a football. He pulled him back. But the other, that was malicious.
That's twice on the same player there, Watson Clark on Linfield.
Well, a sweeping ball, 50 yards down this near touchline, a lovely ball headed away this time by Clark. And FC United in the final third, 10 yards outside the penalty. The ball thrown back though to Wright. Wright holds onto the ball. Nutmegs, the number 11 there, and the ball chipped in again. It should be comfortable and cleared. And it's headed on again by Clark. But only as far as Birch. Birch holds onto the ball, two players around, a slight push in the back, gets himself a throw in. And well, at the moment, FC United, the better of the two teams, a bit more compact, a bit more composure. The skipper, Vidal, for the visitors, looks like he's got another number seven, it's Lee Fowler, isn't he? He's got to get his team together, as Jerome Wright does well, takes two players out of the equation and plays the ball up. And Well, FC United's Matty Wolford and tried to play a ball backwards towards Daniel, slipped on the ball anyway.
Yeah, I think as it opened up for Jerome there, I think the ball should have been played out to the right-hand side, because Wolfenden was on his, you know, on his own, particularly with the two centre-halves around him, not a lot to do. Should have played, brought someone else in.
He played perhaps a simpler ball, didn't he, rather than the ball that could have put Wrexham under pressure. But if you just join us, well, we've played 13 minutes and it's 1-0 to FC United. Goal scored on 4 minutes. FC United's Rory Fallon. That's just a good work down the right-hand side by Greg Daniels. And, well, FC United having a slightly better of it at this moment in time. Ball thrown in. Cook on the ball. Two players around him again. Does well. Should get a free kick there. He does, yes.
Couple of tweets. Hatchet job. Can you say hello to Sir Crazy John, who's doing good work on Reddit?
Is that Sir Crazy John or Crazy John?
Well, it's Sir Crazy John, I think. That's the right way, did it? Sir Crazy John.
Sir Crazy John. Good afternoon to you on Reddit. Is that that website that...
You could do anything, really.
Yeah. Anyway, FC have a free kick. The ball's going to be whipped into the penalty area by Linfield. Decent ball keeper should come and collect it, though, and gathers it easily. I mean, them balls for me, I don't think they're too bad. If someone's attacking that ball...
Yeah, no, that's it's a great area to put it in. If somebody comes across the goalkeeper there, you know, have him unsighted, it's an in-swinger, so it's one where the keeper's not sure whether to come out for it. But
if no one's attacking the ball, it's very simple, isn't it?
It's a terrible cross.
Well, Wrexham trying to just play some football now. I was at the FA Trophy watching them, and on that day they were very comfortable for long parts of that game, and North Ferriby got themselves back into it and went, for me, deservedly went on there and won it on penalties. And well, if there are any Wrexham fans here this afternoon listening, good afternoon to you.
Cracking commentary on the penalty shootout as well, Swamper. I need to say that.
Well, thank you very much. It was myself and Dave Anderson enjoying Wembley. And a fair header there this time there by Lee Fowler. And Wrexham now just going to... For them, they'll be wanting to play the ball. Get some movement, get some sort of like time on there. But FC United have nullified that attack straight away, and it's Linfield now. Simple ball back to Jerome Wright, being pressured well though, and Jerome Wright now has the outlet onside there for Daniels. He chipped the ball with his chest across into Linfield's path, but
nice idea.
Clark did well there, and Wrexham just starting to settle a little bit, trying to play the ball around and again on this right hand side. Where's York? A lot of sand on that pitch at the moment, isn't it? You can just see it just coming up as Jerome Wright thinks about going back to his goalkeeper, and indeed he does. And Carnell, over the halfway line it goes, picked up by Fallon and then given away, and then Linfield does brilliantly well because he rides the challenge as well. And then there's another challenge. He didn't win the ball at all there, the number two, but the ball's still with FC United. And then an overhit pass by Dave Birch out for a goal kick.
An FC Live bingo update. Ian Thompson's been in touch to say, I have the first aplomb at 46 minutes 29.
But he's just really
I know I shouldn't really tell you that because that's like insider dealing, isn't it? But you know,
it's insider dealing. Well, the referee wants another football. See, I like those old chrysalis balls in the Northern Premier Division. You headed them and they were cushioned, and it was really good. But what are we playing with? Are the Adidas balls? Are these the balls that...
Bala.
Sorry?
Bala, aren't they? The new fair trade ones.
Yeah.
Are they, I thought, are they the ones that we're using in the league, or are they the ones that they're just going to use...
No, just for this one.
Just for this one?
Yeah, we're using Vanarama balls in the league.
Vanarama. What, like four transits and things like that? Anyway, it's 1-0. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, wherever you are. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. The Armchair Army, our great friends and brethren from left-wing organisations around the world. And indeed, those pesky kids at Vimto. I might have to come up with a new catchline, a new strap line for next Saturday's first away game of the season. A little bit of retribution there from Linfield, but didn't come away with it. And then this time he pulls the player back. And the referee gives the free kick. And number 11, Wes York on this side. It's a chat to the linesman on the far side of the ground on this near touchline, saying, come on, you should have put your flag up first. And Jerome right now having a chat to say, well, Linfield's been impeded twice. And I wonder if that captain's armband's going to calm him down. Interesting. 17 minutes on the clock and a free kick on this right hand side, about 4 yards outside the penalty area, whipped in by the skipper. Decent ball towards the back post, and it's a free kick against the big number four there, the back there, Manny Smith.
But I mean, before then, Carnell's done well there with the players surrounding him. He's stopped, made a decent, you know, decent save. I know the whistle eventually is gone, but FC are looking very solid defensively. As much as Wrexham are starting to pass the ball around, they've got great movement up front. I've been watching their number nine, James Gray,
yeah.
And he just sits on the shoulder of the last defender, which makes it quite difficult, you know, and sometimes unsighted. But the back four and the middle two there of Ashworth and Naya are looking really strong.
But as you say, a good test as well, because both Gray, Jennings and York, they're a formidable three.
Yeah.
And FC United are going to be on the metal as Linfield now. So Ashworth rides that ball out for a throw in, Chester United and Manchester. And the flags and the flag bearers at the side of the SMRE there. As again now Linfield, well, Cook tries to win the ball. A theatrical dive there by Wes York. All the attributes of a player that's played in the Football League coming to the fore there. Nothing better to see than a man thinking he's that Tom Daley, the man who is famed for splash now. Forget his bronze medal. It's all about the splash. I'm talking of splash there. Well, Manny Smith was splashed all over Greg Daniels. But the referee doesn't give it. He's not giving him anything.
He's not giving
Daniels.
Him anything. No. He's very tight on him.
I think referees tend to when have that you know, when you tackle the upper body part, when you're moving around, you're holding, you're grasping people, they give that away. But as soon as the ankles are tapped, that's when they give the free kicks. Good turn and touch there though by Connor Jennings. Plays the ball out to this near touchline, and now it's Wes York, and Linfield comes back and stabs the ball off and does really well. And it's an out-out for Cook to try and win the ball back, but he loses out two players around him, and Clark wins the ball, plays it across and out of the down.
Fantastic work that by Linfield. You know, he was in the opposition half and he's tracked back at least 15-20 metres there to win.
And good pressing there by Matty Wolford, and playing out wide right this afternoon, Matty Wolford in that midfield.
Yeah.
But forcing the ball away back to the goalkeeper, and now it's Manny Smith on the ball again. In fact, it's not, it's Vidal. And well, Vidal, well, it actually was Matty Smith, and Manny Smith down injured there. And in comes the number two trying to get beyond Linfield, and now it's Wes York. Wes York's not going to have the pace to get past Jerome Wright, and surely a free kick, referee. No, let's play continue. And now a free kick. And eventually, Jerome Wright remonstrating with Luke Watson there.
It was an elementary
free kick, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's done well, Jerome, to get back in. He allowed the attacker to get on the wrong side of him. But he's worked back in the air, rightly so. He's a little bit annoyed with the challenge, but
Linfield's going to try and win the ball. He goes, good header there, flicks the ball towards Daniels. Can he keep the ball in play? We can't.
By the way, I'm looking forward to this live replay later when I'm hearing that joke again.
Thanks, Ben. As the old rattle to the right hand side. It's not the death rattle, it's just a rattle, because it's not the death rattle of this radio station of ours. Just the beginning. As the ball goes wayward, and FC United's again, Greg Daniels nearly won that. He anticipated it well, just didn't quite come from it. It's picked up now by Vose, overruns the ball and then leaves a trailing foot out and concedes a free kick against Rory Fallon. And at the moment, well, we're 20 minutes on the clock. Your summary, Emily?
Very good. Impressed with the movement of FC. We're looking strong within our positionings, playing the ball around nicely. Interesting, you know, formation with just Daniels up front on his own, but with the supporting players, you know, Wolfie on the right, Linfield on the left. We've got the three, diamond of a three in midfield, which I think will work really well. Wrexham, good, comfortable on the ball, but they're struggling to really get a rhythm when they get into the final third, and that's down to FC's organisation.
Well, there's been some good pressing from FC United and Manchester. Wrexham currently in their own half, and there was an opportunity, a rare opportunity, for the ball to play out early to the wide right, and they're trying to load this side a little bit now, trying to bring in Watson, Clark, Moore, and indeed Wes York, who the ball finally falls to, but Jerome Wright does really well. And a quarter ball conceded. And well, while Jerome Wright and Wes York were doing, I don't know, something that was akin to Shridicum dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
So we've had Splash, Shridicum dancing. But there is the referee there, and I know we've got you know, red tinted glasses, but the free kick was already, should have been for FC United, and then Jerome Wright impeded number 11 because he decided to, you know, they pirouetted together. But they got a corner ball, the ball chipped towards the back post there, ball high in the air, and it's palmed away by Carnell, but only as far as foul. The ball back in there, heads cross goal, and Liam Brownell does really well there, keeps the ball in play, and then the ball's played up by Rory Fallon, and no one there really to take advantage of that ball, and it allows an attack again to start with Wes York through the centre. This time he goes, plays it back to his skipper Fowler, plays it inside, nice ball to Connor Jennings, then he plays the ball out wide to Watson, the right back there looking for some support. Six yellow shirts in the penalty area. Connor Jennings, we know he's got a terrific shot on him, but it's back to Fowler, cut out by FC United of Manchester, and a strong challenge and a by FC United and Manchester's Cook does really well there. Cook and plays in there. FC United's Rory Fallon's only got one player to help him up there, and that's Olympian. He plays it to Brown. Can get a shot away. Yes, he can, and chips it, and it's wayward and over the bar. But again, good attacking play from FC United on the right hand side.
It was great attacking play, and initially you thought that it was just Fallon and Daniels on their own, but what a fantastic run that was from Brownhill in support.
And a great challenge in the middle of the park, really set it all up by FC United of Manchester, Sean Cook.
Yeah.
He was strong in the challenge, it was him versus Lee Fowler, he won that, and they played the ball out. The referee was actually going to pull the ball back for a free kick, but the ball was good enough, so FC United started that attack as the rain starts coming down here at Broadhurst Park. It's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. You just joined us in the 4 minutes. It was FC United of Manchester's Rory Fallon. That was good work by Greg Daniels on the right hand side. Ball came across behind two defenders, and indeed it's slotted in quite comfortably by Fallon as FC United a bit of tennis in their own half there with Carnell, and Daniels there concedes a free kick, and the referee might want to have a word. Could be, it was a late challenge there. A bit of a kick out.
Yeah, it was a bit silly.
And the assistant on the far side there will be wanting to have a word, and Daniels will be going into the book, I think. And it's interesting because the number five, really, Blaine Hudson, hasn't been a culprit in anything.
No.
And I think Greg Daniels just thought, oh, sod it, I'll just kick him.
It was, an unusual one, a little bit silly, unnecessary. The ball was, you know, they were going nowhere with it. The ball was going back to the goalkeeper. Probably the sensible thing to do there from the referee, just to have a word. And
a sensible thing really for Mr. Dennis Gorvin, maybe apologise and shake the hand of the player.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben must be, Ben going for his customary, I'm buying my own food. Ben, can you top that off? Can you just fill that with water then? Of, you know, a bit of Boston H2O, a bit of Corporation Pop, a bit of Sky Juice, plenty of it round here. Well, goes Daniels, doesn't win the header, good strong header though, and Ben comes inside and wins the header. And now it's Linfield, plays it back to Wright. Wright didn't really want that ball, stabs it forward, and strong challenge there. Fallon really wasn't interested in that challenge.
No.
And it's now again that Wes York on the ball, plays it inside to Vidal. Vidal up to Jennings, and Birch just got stuck under the feet of Jennings there, and a bit of a handful is Jennings, to say. He's a strong, competitive centre forward.
Yeah.
Another opportunity now for Wrexham to test FC United of Manchester. You know, with radio, do you do some preparations? Do you like go in front of the mirror and start talking, because we haven't done it for ages, or do you just come here and just start talking?
Just
shot comes in straight to the arms of Carnell. I think it's the best way.
Just
no point in doing any prep,
along,
is there?
Yeah.
I know it's the
You can't predict what's going to happen. So.
Yeah, but did you see what Mr. Quinn had?
He had
a dossier.
He's a pro, though.
Some say that, yeah. He had a dossier. I mean, it was like a CIA file.
He's done his research. Yeah.
Research?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I'm glad he's on the TV today. We're still going through the stats. Halfway line, Birch flicks the ball forward. FC United's number seven was an offside position from offside back onto onside. Right, it's a decision there by the decision on the far side. He's thorough in his professionalism, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's got his iPad, he knows the players before.
He's great. You know, it's good. It's good to work with.
Well, you what are you trying to say? Hold on a second. Well, that was Emily, ladies and gentlemen, enjoying only 27 minutes of the new season, and I'm afraid she's going to be back with, well, whoever you want to be back with.
No, I enjoy working with the pair of you. It's we've all got our own strengths.
There's some of us more weaknesses than strengths. But anyway, ball on the far left-hand side now, and it's with Blaine Hudson, who's made a range out down the left-hand side. Can the ball be kept into play? Yes, it gets a decent ball in. Headed away by Naya, edge of the penalty area, forced for Rory Fallon. Plays the ball out to Linfield. Can he keep it in play? No, he can't. And for the last 5 or so minutes, really, Wrexham have been more in the ascendancy. They've got the passing game moving. It's another opportunity now. Lovely ball played to the right-hand side by the skipper. The ball played in. It's a woeful ball there by Clark, but it was a good ball there by Lee Fowler.
Yeah, it was a great build-up. Should have done better. Should have done better with the cross. You should be getting that into the penalty area.
Well, apparently this Daly fellow has been diving competitively this weekend for the first time in a while. So there we go. 1-0, if you just join us. 28 minutes upon us at a calm, mild, slightly wet and damp Broadhurst Park, but there's not many grounds with this many trees in and around. It's really nice to see.
Yeah, it's
especially behind the same by the Lightbourne Road end.
It's really good what they're doing on around the outside of the ground as well, in terms of the building the environment with all the different plants.
Certainly. Yeah, while you were discussing now, the referee having a quick word with Dave Carnell. Not quite sure what was said there. Perhaps we need to mic him up. We should imagine having a game he could mic up the goalkeeper. It'd be worse to listen to Gordon Ramsay.
Well, they did it in rugby league with.
Yeah, they're a different, different species and different breed. Well, just watching Cook so far, he's had some good moments in the game, and he's not really been that effective as of yet.
No, it's been a bit more physical for him this game so far. He's been getting stuck in.
Dave Birch within shooting range there, looks for a free kick, doesn't get it, and Rory Fallon, well, the referee,
eventually,
I think the referee just realised it was Dave Birch and thought, no, you'll have the free kick, young man.
No, I was watching Sean Cook against Whitby, and he was just
sorry,
dictating.
He's not given the free kick.
He's given it for the one on Fallon. Yeah, this game's like I say, it's a bit more physical for him. He's been the one that's winning the challenges in the middle. Against Whitby, he was the one that was spraying the passes and dictating play.
Well, Cook on the ball now, whips the ball towards the back post, and well, there's no one attacking it really. And well, Linfield was signalling he wanted a bit further out so he could move on to the ball, but comes to nothing. It still remains 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. Goal on 4 minutes from Rory Fallon. And the goal kick's taken by Cameron Belfield on the left-hand side with the number three, Sean Newton. Looking for a bit of movement. Newton's not quite sure what to do with it. He holds on, plays it inside. Picked up by Dominic Voss. Back to Newton. And then, again, lots of room on this side. Jerome Wright having to make sure that Fallon comes across and helps out. But the ball on the left-hand side now, it's a poor ball given away. But they're trying to double up on Jerome, aren't they? Trying to get...
Yeah.
Watson Clark further up the field and get Wes York there, and on the inside of Wes York you've got the number 9 James Gray, you've got Connor Jennings trying to manoeuvre himself in and around that area, but FC United competing well at this moment in time. The ball headed away, looks for Fallon to pick it up, controls it well first time, second touch is a good one, and the third touch is a free kick. And the one thing you see about Lee Fowler, I mean, I watched him last season, he's a continuous fowler. I mean, he's by name and by nature. Nickly ones, you know, that's what skipper's job is, just to stop the play,
breaking up the flow.
Play. Yeah.
Break up the flow. You know, it's some people think that that's intelligent football, but
yes, others would suggest a yellow card earlier in the game
might
get it out of the system.
But that's just prevent that, because it is gamesmanship.
Good turn there by Cook. Oh, the ball there, I think it was Linfield, just couldn't quite manoeuvre the ball into the path of an FC shirt. There's now Brownhill. Well, again, a bit of a wrestling match going on, and then FC United getting themselves a throw in or a free kick. Well,
so,
again,
I think the referee's given the free kick there, yeah.
It was the number 8, Dominic Vos, wanted to exchange shirts. Well, both had own clubs, but he can't afford that. And the game is still continuing, so free kick on the far right hand touchline. This ball's going to be whipped in. All the big men are in there for FC United. Can they make this capitalise upon this? What's the back post? Ashworth Well, he gets a corner out of it. He put the pressure on there, and I think it was Mason Watson.
Oh, it was a lot better, a lot better right area, the ball coming in. They doubled up on him. He's done well to get a corner from that.
But in fact, I think it was Blaine Hudson that won the header, wasn't it? And Hudson staying on Ashworth. And again, you fancy FC United with Naya there and Ashworth. They're good aerial presence. And everyone back bar one for the visitors. And it's Linfield to take this this corner. Whips it in towards the back post. Not a bad ball. Keeper half punches it. Oh, and he punched it behind him.
Yeah, he's got benefit of the doubt there, the goalkeeper. Free kick for...
And I tell you what,
Wolfie stood in front of him.
If Wolfie wasn't as mild-mannered as he was, it looked to me like the goalkeeper gave him a bit of a Dennis Wise there. Dennis Wise did to Nicky Butt all those years ago. Not a pinch, but a little bit of a dink. But I think Wolfie looks at him, and he does his talking with his feet, doesn't he, Wolfie? Rather than
he does. If that was on Greg Daniels, we might have seen a different sort of reaction.
He probably punched him back. Ball halfway line now with Vidal. Again, good closing down by Cook, but he does well there, Vidal. He's strong there, plays it out wide right to Wes York. Wes York, can he get to the byline? He looks for some support. The overlap there's from Clark. He's gone one way, got another way, cuts inside, going nowhere at the moment, but now he gets a chance to turn. Does well there, plays it inside behind five yellow shirts, and the ball eventually by Jennings plays back out to this right-hand side. The skipper on the ball, only for a few seconds. Picked up by Clark, back to the skipper now. Fowler on the ball, plays it inside. The number five on the ball now, Hudson, from 30 yards out. What can he do? He plays it inside to Vose. Vose plays it out wide left eventually, doesn't know he cuts inside. A 1-2 is patient build-up play outside the penalty area, but good strong defensive play by FC United. They eventually clear the lines.
That's great play by both teams, defensively organised and strong from FC, but really, really good patient play, good movement from Wrexham.
But they really, really tried, didn't they, there to
trying to
the
thread
play.
The ball through. Yeah.
For me, it's all well and good doing that, but there was two opportunities for shots. There was two opportunities to put the ball into the penalty area, and. Ticky-tacky football has its place, and it's nice to see on occasions, but I think what's been beautiful about the British game over the years is the cut and thrust, the blood, you know.
As it opens up,
the fast play, I mean, the greatest football for me is a goalkeeper, plays out to play, wins that one, what goal.
Yeah.
End to end stuff, really good.
Yeah.
I can do without 55 tackles on the halfway line. It's for me, it's not the way football should be played, but again, I'm more of a purist, I think, than anything else, or a traditionalist, I don't know. Tell me what you think. Ticky-tacky football, 07596104122. That's 07596104122.
I think when it's done at the right time of the game, it you can't beat it. You know, the team goals, the quick passing, triangles.
Well, a free kick by Jerome Wright. The referee might want to have a quick word with him. He just left his trailing leg out on... Vidal. Ah, and Ben, he's back.
He hasn't.
They defend it well. Don't be silly.
I thought new season, new Ben.
He's a new Ben, you know why? Because he's getting the bus back to Stevenson Square.
I'm waiting for the I'm just getting used to the catering arrangements.
Ben, the same job. People. It's the same thing. The only thing you're missing there is the sage and onion stuffing. And by the way, you're stuffed. Raining out there. It's a long bus. It's a long bus journey, and you have to leave at 5 o'clock, Ben, because the last bus is at 5 to State Stevenson Square. Free kick coming here, and I'll tell you why that is. I knew exactly what was going on there. Dave Birch was pushed in the face by Connor Jennings just before that. Pushed him in the face, and he went. And as soon as the ball came, I just knew. That's why I said before. Free kick coming. Yep. Wallop. Yeah. Well, see, that's a free kick again. Well played, though, Rory Fallon. He rolled the free kick.
He's got such good feet.
Play the ball down this left-hand side. The number five, Hudson, comes across, being put under pressure. And, well played there by Cook. But you see that for me? I'm watching the skipper there, Lee Fowler, and his arm is
round the
throat, round the neck of a player, and he's actually pushing him out of the way. Yeah. That's a free kick.
It is.
And he's done it, and he does it all the time. And as we know, I mean, he's a skipper for a reason. He's niggly. I mean, he's a bit of a Dave Birch, I suppose, but with a bit more skill.
It's interesting now. Still going on that between Birch and Jennings.
Well,
interesting one.
It'll be interesting to get some stats on Connor Jennings. I'll go to our statistician because I have my emails not working. But I think he's a local lad, Connor Jennings, anyway. I think he's maybe a Stockport lad originally. So if you give me some stats on, I'd like some stats on Connor Jennings, please, and Wes York and James Gray. Or just some information. Born, play, teams played for, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. Ball down the right hand side with that man, Wes York. Ball played to the penalty area, it's behind three players, it's defended well by FC United of Manchester. And Linfield hits the ball through the middle, and is he going to evade Hudson? No. He's quite a compact, sturdy centre half. He's about 6 foot five, I would have thought, Blaine Hudson. And he's looked decent.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's.
That's a free kick. It's a 2-footed challenge in there. And in this game, I thought that's what you weren't allowed to do that anymore. However, it's still 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. Number 9 on the ball, James Gray, plays it back to the number 6, Hovan Vidal. Vidal on the ball, plays it across now to Blaine Hudson. Hudson looking for a bit of movement from his players. He's decided to take 20 yards over the halfway line, at least now 30 yards.
He didn't want to go much further then, though, did he?
Well, everyone, see this, sometimes I think that is the problem when you've got this ticky-tacky football.
Yeah.
Because everyone's static waiting for a pass. They're all in those static...
For me, you know...
And he's waiting, going, yeah, someone's moving.
Somebody going to make a move. He had space in front of him, though. If, you know, it was a classic centre-half. I've come a little bit too far. I'm not sure if I should be going any further. He could have carried on to the edge of the box.
That too good. But anyway, let's get back to Ben.
Let's get back to Ben and
Chipgate.
Chipgate.
No, I had to then 20p off start up all for this. Catering prices, they've all gone up.
What, so, by 50p?
Yeah.
Everything by 50 pence?
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't that 50 pence cap. So that's your excuse, your reason why you didn't buy us anything, is because you didn't have the money to buy it. So if we'd give you the money, you would have bought it. No, you wouldn't have even asked.
As you went, you could have taken an order.
You could have, couldn't you? Yeah. You are the runner. Again, well played there by FC United on this near touchline. The referee should have given a free kick against Linfield there.
Because
it was
very high.
It was.
He's letting quite a lot of things go. And
here's my bugbear. That's 10 yards stolen. And
he's still keep going. He's coming some
keep
more.
Keep going. Go this way. Yeah, this way. Yeah. Well cheated. Oh, it's marvellous. Imagine if you did that. I'm not an advocate of American football, but imagine in American football you did that. You stole that much yardage. The game of you. Just
game of you, yeah.
Well played there by Daniels again. I mean, Daniels is a handful, and literally... The number 4, Manny Smith, has had handfuls of young Daniels all the way through this game. I mean, it's a good job he's not wearing a Cameroon shirt from that World Cup where it used to tear off in your hand. But it's a free kick to FC United Manchester. He's having a quick chat there. What's he doing? The referee wants a player to come to him. And there may be a bit of blood on the nose there from the high boot of FC United Manchester Linfield. Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. And, that's good. That'd cause, I don't know what. I mean, what is this obsession with a little bit of blood now? Anyway, free kick to FC United. Ball taken towards the back post. It's not a bad ball. Can Ashworth get on the end of it? No, he can't. And it evades then Rory Fallon. And out for a goal kick to the visitors. Again, you see, something like that for me is stupid. FC United have got a free kick. The player that's injured, who's got a bit of blood in his cheek, is from a higher foot by an FC United player, and yet they have to defend a free kick
without,
with 10 men.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get the game right. I mean, again, here's Wes York. Acres of space on this right hand side. Jerome Wright eventually comes across, sees the danger. Got to be quicker than that, though, Jerome. You've got to get your men to move across a lot quicker, because this guy has got a lot of pace, a lot of quality.
Good, yeah. They hadn't seen him till late, the Wrexham play, but he's still out there. If they can find him, terrible ball, though.
Well, here comes Linfield, plays it to Birch. Birch plays the ball simple across to Brownhill, still in his own half, about 10 yards to make up, though. Ball played up. Not the best of balls, but Cook does well with it. Again, good defending there by Hudson, and a decent ball from Hudson, and headed on from... Again, didn't really need to do that to Wes York. He could have brought the ball down. He had loads of time, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he knew. I thought the defender, Jerome Wright, was a little bit close there. He had acres of space. He could have brought it down.
Well, you can't buy balls like that anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You can't buy them any cheaper. Anyway, here's Michael Boogley. Sorry, I have someone else there. You just can't get a better football team than this, ladies. You can't get in anywhere cheaper in the country. There's not a chance. And ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael Bublé. Ben eating his last. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? He's not even offered us one. That says everything about the man you need to know. He's had no breakfast. That's our fault, isn't it? That's our fault.
Must be.
No. Why didn't he have breakfast, Ben? We've got a break in play, ladies. No. There's an injury, a cut lip to the number two, Mason Watson Clark, and obviously it's in his contract.
From
if he gets a bit of a bus lip, he can't play anymore.
From the truth.
Yeah.
I was up till 5 o'clock editing the pre-match show for this.
The pre-match show. Yeah, but we've heard it. It only took about half an hour, surely. And what's this new show you're doing? Building your empire without us all. Supporters direct Ben. New from FC Radio. No, new from Ben it was. New from Ben. Here's something to add to my portfolio. I don't know.
Anyway, in the meantime, Wrexham are building possession.
They are indeed. Ben's building his belly as well, full of chips and curry sauce, but he'll be sorry when there's no lift afforded to him this evening.
Lovely that.
But he'll have James Quinn going, oh, I'll give you a lift just for solidarity, and I'll say Pickett scabs the pair of them. Ball on the right hand side now. FC United very deep in their own half. Big long clearance there by Linfield, and there'll be a chase on for it won't be a chase on now, to be honest, because I think Daniels has realised there's no point in trying to get it on the end of it. And it's the number 16 on the ball now, John Royal. Big lad, very big lad actually, isn't he? Ball played down the left at the far side, and it's picked out well by Liam Brownhill. Brownhill plays it back to Carnell, who clears his ball slightly hurriedly, but he falls nicely for Wolford. Nice touch by Wolford to Cook. Lovely ball by Cook. It just took a little bit off the turf there, swung away. I've noticed as well, by the way, you know this idea of health and safety on this row. It seems if you wear a shirt and tie, that you can stand wherever you want.
Take note.
Yeah. It's the ball on the left-hand side now. Starts on their own 18-yard box. It's with Hudson. Hudson the ball, plays it left-hand side to Connor Jones. Connor Jennings had come very deep for that. He's back on the ball now. Well, FC United at the moment have competed very, very well. A minute before the interval. And for all the moments of possession that they've had, the visitors, they've not really tested FC United, but it's a nice ball down the right-hand side now, and it's York on the ball, chips the ball to the back post. Should be gravy, really, for FC United's Carnell, and it is.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that could have been chips and gravy. Could have been chips and gravy.
Correct.
It could have been chips and gravy. Don't worry, what I'll do in the next game at home, I'll bring food from the cafe for us. I'll provide us the sustenance. It will cost you nothing. It'll be free of charge. And
wonderful.
We'll have sustenance. You send me what you want, and I'll sort it out.
Do you want to know why it took me so long?
We're not interested now. You're an irrelevant part of this programme now. Ball halfway line. John Jennings is the man who's going to pick it up. Well, he was about to pick it up, and he left it for York, and York left it for Jennings. There's going to be a minute of additional play with one of those fans. Have we got a fancy ball for this season? Is that our board? Oh, you're joking.
Not happy with that.
That is just so not us.
No.
It's a Vanarama board.
Did we get them free then?
Must have.
You can't pay them. Pay for them. Well, it's going to be a free kick. I like the way the fourth official said, sorry, mate, you can't. You're going to up and down the touchline that side. They're very, very officious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Supports Direct Cup. FC United of Manchester currently leading by a goal to nil. And there's going to be a free kick taken, about 17, 18 yards. Referee... what are you doing, referee? You didn't even blow and they took it. And here comes Connor Jennings now, the right-hand side, plays it to the number 16. It's Royal on the ball. Royal hits the ball high, long into the penalty area. Heads across, two players going for it. The catch and the Fowler wins it. Plays it outside now to Vose. Vose shifts a little ball, nice ball there, and here's an opportunity. Ball whips, it's a decent ball, and... Well, I don't know what Naya was doing, but he decided to head it from about half a yard. Yeah. Not even that, about 3 inches off the ground.
Great, lad. Well, you know, that's the commitment that you want from your centre-half.
That was very poor refereeing there. The referee said, set the wall out, play to the whistle.
Yeah.
And they
then
took
let
it.
Them take it.
And that would have, for me, that would have resulted in perhaps a controversial moment in the game. But as it stands, it's here at Broadhurst Park at half-time. It's FC United of Manchester 1. Wrexham AFC 0. And we'll be back with all the love and all the joy and all the joy and all the love, and Ben maybe have another portion of chips and curry to himself. In the meantime, it's going to be a few intervals, few adverts, Sato Paul, and then, well, who knows, maybe an extra 50 pence on the price of a team programme or team sheet.
Team sheet.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the balm cake.
And welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. That there was Ezra Furman with Lousy Connection from his bloody marvellous album, Petro Motion People. Have a listen. It's very, very good. Anyway, we're now back here at Broadhurst Park, 1-0 to SC United in the Supporters Direct Cup. And we're now joined by the... It's a long-awaited return, folks. I know you've been sitting at home all summer waiting for Stato Paul to leave Old Trafford Cricket Ground. And he's here. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
It's supposed to be a friendly. It's a bit feisty.
Yeah.
At points.
Obviously, both teams have got a week to go before their first proper match. Markers have been put down in terms of both managers, I think, are setting out their stall now for next week. We've put out a fairly strong side and they put out a fairly strong side and we are playing for a trophy. So, you look at it. They're a National League club, Wrexham. They're a division above us. There's been patches in the game where their possession has been very impressive. They're keeping the ball very well. It's about 60% they've almost got at the moment in terms of possession. And there's been patches where FC have not seen the ball. This is what we're going to have to get used to when we play sides of a higher level. Having said all that, we've matched them in terms of goal attempts.
Absolutely.
And we've scored the only goal, which obviously makes all the difference.
The formation we've picked is not too dissimilar to what we played in the past. We're playing three in midfield and three up front, but it's working quite well, I think, with the players we've got.
I mean, obviously we haven't got Tom Greaves this afternoon, which changes the dimension of the game a bit. Daniels has been given the role to plough a furrow, if that's the right word for a pitch like this, with obviously support from Wolfie and whoever can get forward. Linfield has popped up on the right hand side and the left hand side. It's a game where there's not been a lot of chances in it so far, to be fair, and Carnell's only had one real save to make and that was from distance. But we've kind of kept our shape quite well. We've chased the ball a bit. We've had to chase the ball a bit because
their passing game is quite good, actually. I mean, but you'd expect that from a National League level team.
There's a lot of couple of talking points. Obviously, the Rory Fallon goal was it was beautifully played, wasn't it?
I think it was Brownhill. I'm not sure whether it was Brownhill on the right hand side who played the ball in. It was we kind of caught them out a bit. We got the ball in midfield and played it to the right, and they were a bit slow getting back, I thought, and it left us numerically kind of 3-on-3, and the ball was played in towards the penalty area, and Fallon had found space, which is not what you'd expect in a game, you know, a game of this level. And of course, his shot was hard and true into the corner, and the goalie didn't have a prayer with it.
Greg Linfield's had a very interesting half. He's pretty much, based on his performance on this game, I can see he's going to have a cracking season. But the right back, Mason Watson-Clark,
who ended up going off.
Yes, but he's been in the wars a bit, Linfield, in this half.
I mean, what you'll find is that players of his ilk will get physical contact, and they will get wound up at times, and the challenges will pile in from behind, and that's the winger's plight, unfortunately. All the flair and everything else is recognised, and it's a danger. So if you can eliminate that with some hard challenges, then obviously that's the nature of the beast.
And I should say, Jerome Wright, apart from a couple of defensive lapses, which Wrexham haven't capitalised on at all, he's having a cracking game as well.
Yeah,
I think
Jerome gets a bit overconfident at times, let's say. You know, he can pass the ball well. He can do so many things, Jerome. He brings the ball forward well. He can pick a good pass when he's really wired in. When he gets to within 30 yards of the opposition box, then obviously he's a threat. Whether Dave Birch is going to feature a lot this season, I mean, he's put himself about.
He can't really play two games a week or back-to-back.
No.
But you could tell he's still got it.
Yeah, he's still quite keen on the challenge.
We should say as well, in midfield he's got Sean Cook, and it's the first time I've seen Sean Cook. Sean Cook in midfield, along with Fallon. It's going to work quite well, that, I think.
Yeah, Cook puts himself about. He's the kind of player who isn't frightened to put a challenge in himself. And there's been speculation in some quarters that Birch and Cook might not be able to play together too often, because they're both liable to pick up yellow cards. So you might
see why Cook might, because Cook, even though he's not really slid in at all, I don't remember one sliding tackle, but he's kind of like one of these midfielders who just keeps his foot there, isn't he?
Yeah, we've seen him play against us, and we know kind of the kind of player he is. He's quite tenacious, and he does have an eye for goal. He scored a good goal at Buxton in the pre-season. So, yeah, I mean, he's a very useful player, Sean Cook, and he is going to be I think he's a big threat to the rest of the team. Obviously, we're not playing Callum Byrne yet in this game. Callum Byrne is going to be a major factor in this season as well.
We should say that Wrexham have brought with them 6 substitutes for today. We have a grand total of 8 of them. So are we expecting some mass changes at some point?
I would expect they all get some game time. That's been the nature of the pre-season friendlies. The Hereford game was a bit ridiculous. It was 21 players on the day,
yes,
which makes a bit of a nonsense of it. But yeah, I expect they'll all get some kind of action. Some will only get a few minutes, some might get half a game now. So the starting 11 will get disrupted.
And this is the last game before the season. We've got Gloucester away next weekend.
We
shouldn't really chop and change too much, because
we've got the Radcliffe game.
But you know what I mean. We shouldn't really chop and change too much, because this is a big test.
I'm not the manager, but if I was, I would be putting out my team for Gloucester today,
mm-hmm,
and giving it at least 70 minutes.
Yes,
and saying, go out there, show me that you're the team that should start the season proper, and if anybody doesn't shine, then I'll make changes. But make a statement of intent. Give the players time to get used to each other again. You know, that's the thing. And the other thing we have to remember is that this is still a pretty new ground to this team.
Yes.
We're playing a home game, but it's a bit alien for us still. So there might be a bit of time this season before our home players get used to the surroundings.
Just a little insight for the listener at home. We got the tram together before. Tully Baxton. We never teamed up, did we? We never rang up and said, "Oh, I'm going to be on this tram." It was quite a
coincidence.
The coincidence, and we had a little discussion about what the attendance is going to be today. I think I'm going to be right.
You probably are. Yeah,
I think so. Just a couple of announcements to make. The show with no names on after us at 5 o'clock today. That's going to be a classic episode. Half six, we've got the Supporters Direct show, which we're very excited about this season. As Swampy's highlighted, then Reggae Line Funk and Bass Beats at 7 o'clock. Soulful Shack at 8. Hidden Gems at 9. Hot Biscuits, which has a big band special today at 10 o'clock. Then Dad Rock and Dance at 11 o'clock. And at midnight, we've got a brand new show. Now, check this one out, people. Balearic Ultras Radio. Yeah? A whole hour of dance and house and that kind of thing. That's at midnight tonight. So, stick around for that. We should also say, This Club Is My Club is back this week. We're also going to be at Gloucester next weekend.
Yes.
And we're going to cover the women's team friendly against Doncaster Bells on the Sunday next week. So we're back all guns blazing, people.
Very much looking forward to the Gloucester trip, which is obviously at Cheltenham, but it's still Gloucester City.
League ground Cheltenham, though. Well, I'm looking forward to that press area.
It's Wadden Road. Well, they're actually not a league club anymore.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But they are in terms of purposes. But I think, apart from Stockport, Edgeley Park, that's the biggest capacity possibly that we'll have in the league this season away from home, because Edgeley Park is about 11,000, mm-hmm. which is well over and above the rest.
And we should say as well, congratulations to Stockport County on Edgeley Park. The council has now...
Yeah, I mean, it's marvellous for the club.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also good news for us, because we'll be playing there later in the season. Is it December?
Yes.
And obviously we'll want to get as many fans as we can there, and it's a nice big ground.
It's a lovely ground. We've been there a couple of times in the Dudeson final for FC Radio. Yeah. And
we played a friendly there.
It would have been
we played Cheadle there.
It's a cracking ground, and it would have been a crying shame if that ever became a housing estate or an ASDA. It's clever from the club and clever from the council.
We need to keep some traditions in the game, and one of them is when a club's got a nice ground, they keep it. They don't just lose it and have to start from scratch or borrow or ground share or whatever. And here we are at Broaders Park with our own ground, of course.
And just to say as well, the pitch has got stripes in it. That's because some drainage work has taken place. It's been well tested today because it's been chucking it down. It's well sanded.
Yeah.
But the groundsman reckons that this is all going to be fine within a month or so.
It looks a bit unsightly, but the feeling is that the pitch will be in pretty good nick when we get to, say, September.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you, Stato Paul. You've been missed. I'm sorry about the cricket season getting in the way of the cricket season now.
Oh, no, it's still going on. We fit it in.
Yeah. Thank you,
I'll
Paul.
I'll be back tomorrow.
You can see Stato Paul's stats at constructivecoding.com/footballscores.php. But the teams are now out for the second half. This is FC Live Supporters Direct Cup Special. constructivecoding.com, armchair armor. And it's now time to hand back over to Emily and Swampy.
Thank you very much. Just got a quick email in asking all the way from Wales, Welsh Wales that is, what's the half-time scrum like? Well, Ben's had it all.
Have you seen any changes?
But no changes, I don't think, at this moment in time for the either team. My team sheet seems to have disappeared. And
currently no changes.
No one won the breakfast here. No one did it with a free breakfast.
No one admitted it.
No one admitted it.
I don't know. What was the number?
No, we didn't win.
Never win.
It's the taking part, though, isn't it?
It is. I don't mind. It's the excitement.
So anyway, if you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army. The lack of coffee, because apparently there's no cups, although there's a load of cups in there, but everyone's waiting for about 4 hours for coffee. The bar's closed, so I just seen a member of FC United's fan base go, "I'm going home." Because basically they want to drink out of a bottle, he'd only want to drink out of a pint pot, so he decided to go. Because that's a commitment you need
at
this football club of ours. In goals, Dave Carnell, Brownhill, number 2, Daniels, number 3, Burch, number 4, Bayonu, number 5, Ashworth, number 6, Wolverine, number 7, Cook, 8, Fallon, 9, Wright, 10, Linfield, 11 on the bench for FC United and Manchester. It's Brown, Thurston, Norton, Byrne, Murray, Wilkinson, Cheatham in stop for the visitors this afternoon. It is Cameron Belfield in goals. Number 2 has been changed, a slight injury to his face, so John Royal comes in his place. Sean Newton, number 3, Manny Smith, number 4, Blaine Hudson, number 5, Vidal, number 6, Lee Fowler, number 7, Dominic Vos, number 8, James Gray, number 9, Jennings, number 10, and where's your number 11 on the bench? It's Moko. It's Jackson, it's Evans, it's Logan, and it's Fifield. If Logan comes on, I won't be going to singing a 1982 winning song from the Eurovision Song Contest. What's another year?
Ed from the Isle of Man is now your researcher for your panel van, but he's having no luck so far. But he is looking. That's
it's important. It's early days yet. Free kick to the visitors of this early part, taken quickly. It's picked up there by number 8, Vose, plays the ball in. It's a nice ball in for the skipper. Chips towards the back post. It should be an equalising goal. It is indeed. It's one apiece. And in fairness,
that's your tick attacker right there.
It was simple football, played at its best, but it was poor defending from FC United. Should not allow that simple ball. He hasn't got a great deal of pace on him, Lee Fowler, but he was allowed to play the ball to one player. They played it inside to the byline. He played the ball across, and then all it needed was basically a yellow shirt in the way. And I think it was Dominic Vose, I think, the man who got his final touch on it.
It looked like
and
it.
It's one apiece.
Yeah, no, a great start from them, terrible start from FC. Just after, you know, first half I'd been saying how good FC had defensively, and then they all seem to have gone to sleep at half time.
Well, it's one apiece, and the Wrexham fans from behind the goal be looking, that goal was in front of them, so they'll be looking to cheer on their boys. I think around about, probably about maybe 200, 300. And great theatricals there again.
I don't know how he managed to do that.
James Gray sort of doing a... Well, I think it's only a manoeuvre that a cultured, well-travelled breakdancer could have done and come up with, because he just decided to spin. I mean, the only thing he didn't do was pirouette on his head. But he got the free kick. And again, another quick free kick taken inside, looking for a free kick. FC United throws himself to the ground.
Should be a free kick to FC, that. You're giving a cut. Steady on. You see the play there was absolutely no contact. He's gone down looking. He's in the box.
James Gray there.
He's looking for a penalty.
What Dave Birch has done well there. Dave Birch has... It should have been a free kick to FC United originally.
Yep.
Then he looks for a penalty, and Dave Birch stands over him. And he just walks into him a little bit, the only way Dave Birch can. And the number 9 stands up and pushes him in the face.
Yeah.
Now that's a red card.
It is. And he's not doing anything. Just having a way. You see, that's he's taken a dive looking for a penalty, and then he's grabbed hold of Birch.
And then they get a free.
And he's got nothing.
And they have a corner, and it's now taken. It's Lee Fowler. Chips the ball into low. Oh, played in opportunity, first half shot comes in.
Oh,
and a great save there by Carnell.
He couldn't have seen that till quite late, because there's a lot of bodies in front of him. FC just a little bit all over the place defensively at the moment.
Corner comes in towards the back post again. Headed goal, bound is an opportunity, looking for another free kick and the pull down, and there's a player down injured for FC United, the penalty error. Rory Fallon gets himself up, plays it back. Well, they probably have a bit of a kick on the backside in this second half, and it's the conference team, only a few years ago, a football league team, and a tremendous history against FC United. Lovely little touch there by Fowler, and this time FC United can clear the lines, and Naya gets the ball to the halfway line, and there's a slip there by the number 3, and he's fortunate there that Daniels couldn't quite take full advantage, and a substitute imminent for, well, double substitute imminent for the visitors, and it's going to be... number 18, Jamal Fifield, and the number 15,
well done,
Robbie
Birch.
Evans.
Yeah. He couldn't get up there, but you know, he's done really well. He's read the play really well in there, and he's won the initial ball. But as he's gone in, he's challenged, and he's on the floor, and he's not been able to get up. So he's used was it Royal? He used Royal as his
as his Zimmer frame. Double substitution, and it's Hudson, I think, that's come off, and I've been impressed with him actually.
Number five, the centre half. He was organising their back four, talking to everyone, and communication is the key in football. He was talking to the midfield as well as they were coming back in.
And the skipper's off as well, Lee Fowler. So first touch for Robbie Evans, plays it back to the other substitution, Fairfield. Ball played down this left-hand side. It might just skid away for the number 3 there. You can't quite get on the end of that, Sean Newton. And indeed, it is a free kick. Sorry, a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. FC United's ball crew. Well, there's going to be enough words there on a mobile phone. Is that a mobile? Oh, no. We're not quite sure whether to go and retrieve the ball or not. Having a bit of a chinwag. And there's the information being given back. Could you please...
card, yeah. That's good.
And the goal kick taken by Carnell. Up goes Linfield, doesn't quite win it. It's picked up by Vose. Vose turns out, cuts inside now, looks for some support, plays it simply to the halfway line, back to the 16. Royal. Royal plays it right hand side now to Manny Smith. Good pressure in by FC United again, but good play there. Two or three passes, and FC United back defending. York, far right hand side, plays it back just from the halfway line. And it looks like Connor Jennings is the man, is it? Connor Jennings that's taking over the armband, I think it is. Still waiting for the information about him. I was expecting a plethora of information about the three, but I think if Quinn had asked, it would have been forthcoming, but it's just me, dear old me. Volt on the ball now. He looks to play the ball out wide right. There's a bit of room there now. Ball stabbed the outside of the foot, nice. And it's over there. And well, Carnell had it covered anyway. But a very good start. An early start. A very good start for Wrexham in this second half.
Yeah, no, they've come out a different team. They're playing with a little bit more pace as they're coming forward. They're quite pedestrian passing the ball around in that first half, trying to just keep the possession, slow the game down, but they've really come out attacking FC.
Ball back with Jennings, 1-2 there, and Jennings hasn't got the pace to get beyond Fowler. And the ball hit long, high, easy ball. Second ball needs to be won by FC United of Manchester, and it's well won by Dave Birch. Strong in the head there, ball stabbed the outside of the foot now for Jerome Wright to run onto. It's a chase on between him and the number 11 there. Where's York? And the referee's giving a free kick. I think it's it looked like it's come from the side there, but
yeah, he's
not
kind
great
of hooked
deal.
His leg around, let him off.
So it's one apiece here. Extra time penalties, replay required. Not straight to penalties. Shared. Oh well, in that case, 6 months in Wales and 6 months in the northwest of England. A late challenge there on Jerome Wright, but he did well enough there. Birch plays it now to Cook. Cook's first touch isn't the best, but he does well with it now. Sits inside now. 1-2 between him and Daniels. Towards the back post there. It's not the best of balls, but it's been picked up by Linfield. It was good football from FC United, and now Linfield. Can he get to the byline? He's whips it towards the back post. And he was on the end of it. No one there. And
there was nobody running in there either. It was the wrong place for him to play. That was really, you know, well recovered there from Cook. You said, you know, his first touch took him away from him, but then good feet. The ball was slightly ahead of him as he slid in to try and play the ball across the box, but it was a lot better going forward from FC.
And as you said, the wrong ball really from Linfield. It was a ball hit to the back post, no one really on that.
There was no one making that move. He should have could have come to the edge of the box or near post.
We're playing from the back out again, the visitors, picked up by Royal. Royal's ball is a poor one, and FC United have a throw-in on the far side. And it's Behold Your Future, Executioners. Is that redmolotov.com? I think they're a T-shirt provider, I think, aren't they? One of the hoardings on the far side.
I'm not sure.
I think they are indeed. And Cook now takes over from Daniels, plays it back to Daniels now. Daniels, good trickery there, but two players around him, they nullified him well there, and it's picked up by York, plays it inside. Jennings is the man. It's a late challenge on him. They want to take it quickly. The referee lets the ball, well, he should have, he was slightly moving, so they'll take it again, and away they go. They've got a lot more purpose about them in the second half, haven't they?
Yeah,
as you'd expect. They are a team that's in a higher division, and strong player there by Moses, moving ball again, referee, so this time it's okay. But anyway, it is political t-shirts, footy t-shirts, atheist t-shirts, and hundreds of lineups. Hall and Oates, fair enough, that's what they do, Molotov. I think I've had a couple of theirs in the past. That's a nice ball again, threaded through by Vose, plays it back to number three, Sean Newton, and his ball to back post. There's an opportunity there. Well, Carnell was troubled there. He looked like he was going to get the ball, and he realised it was going over his head, and he starts to track back a little bit, but luckily for FC United there wasn't a great deal.
No, it was a great play back from Newton, coming down this left hand side. He had two players closing them down very, very quickly. He didn't have much room to get a ball in like that, but it did well.
Well, again, Newton has done really well. He heads it on into the penalty area now. It's Gray. Gray against Naya. Can he get beyond him? He plays it back to Vos. Vos again, looking to make some room. And, well, he chose the wrong ball. FC United can clear the lines. But certainly, the team in yellow in the ascendancy in the opening parts of the second half. We've had 10 minutes, sorry, 11 minutes of that second half. It's one apiece if you just join us. Both goals coming early. One in the first half for FC United and Manchester. Greg Daniels supplying the ball across to Rory Fallon, who slipped the ball in beyond Cameron Belfield. And, well, FC United go to sleep in the second half. The first few minutes of the second half, it was 4 minutes that FC United scored. It was 2 minutes into the second half that the visitors equalised. One apiece, couple of changes made. Well, three changes made for the home team. And a strong challenge, there's a fair challenge. Nothing really in that. And Cook been
petulant,
spoken by the referee, and then he kicked the ball away in league football. The league definitely says he'll be booked for that. Okay. A good play by Wolford, and again, very quiet game, Wolfie, but what he's done on the ball is been good and purposeful. Back to Brownhill now. Brownhill up to Cook, nice tricks and turn by, but he shows too much of it, and he can come back and win the ball. And two feet flowing there from. One
Evans.
Of the who was that? Was it?
That was Evans.
It was Evans, wasn't it? Yeah. Out comes Carnell and gathers the ball. They're trying to get Sean Newton as far up this pitch from the left back position.
Yeah.
Horrendously bad throw out there by FC United's goalkeeper, but Ashworth looks across him. He has to stretch fully, and Jerome Wright does really well over the halfway line, being hustled and bustled, and eventually a free kick is given.
Fantastically well there. Yeah, there was so much in front of him to help him out, and he's. There's a few little things like that going on. I think the referee does need to maybe take a little bit of action.
Well, Jerome there, you see, the players stopped him from taking the first three quickly. He's gone to Connor Jennings, and he's stood over the ball, so Jerome tackles him and takes it off him. Hello, our radio crew from a very hot Costa del Sol. Swampy, is it? Is it, oh, we'll come back to that second. This free kick comes in towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? It's a yellow shirt. Can he have a shot? It comes across goal there. It was a wayward shot as well, and they can clear the lines. But there's Greg Daniels doing tremendously well. Wins the ball back. Jerome right there on the ball now, left hand side. Plays it up to Cook. Well, it's forced eventually kindly for him to Birch. Birch to right, but to Daniels. Daniels little flick on there, didn't quite come off there. And Naya finds himself in a centre forward role. Now realises he has to come back and start getting back working.
Elton.
Fallon wins the ball. And then Brownhill plays it all the way back to the goalkeeper, Carnell. Hello, radio crew from a very hot Costa del Sol. Swampy, is your calf opening the morning after the Stockport game? I'm coming over for the game and also need some rain. Adios. Yes, it will be open. That's if... yes, we will be open. We open from 11 o'clock on the Wednesday after the aftermath of Stockport County. Another substitution for Wrexham. It's the number 12 coming on. You call him
Mocha.
Can't call him Mocha, can we? Moke.
Adriano
Moke. Aidan Moke. But he's just made it sound posh with Adriano Moke. He's called Adrian Moke. But what they have in their locker, you can see, I mean, and this is the high up you go, the tricks of the trade to a degree. There was that, I don't necessarily agree with it. For me, like in rugby, if it's a free kick, you go your yards. And you
yeah.
just, but we and it creates niggle and it creates confrontation between individual players and their own battles. In rugby, you get on with it.
Yeah.
Referee, 10 yards back, do it, don't free kick. They move 10 yards again.
Yeah, you don't need to get involved in any of that. Cause,
well, free kick again. It's the 15 this time being impeded. Robbie Evans, ball down the right hand side now, played through. It should be Ashworth's ball. He controls it well, turns inside and plays it back to Carnell. Cultured play by the centre half, and then cleared. But FC United at the moment being bypassed a little bit in the midfield, a bit more bite maybe required, and a bit more quality with the final delivery. As Wolford and backtracking does really well there. Fallon takes it to the byline, two players around him. Ball back to Brownhill. Brownhill looks for goalkeeper and finds Carnell. Takes a touch and then clears his lines. And ball hits inside. Now can Cook it on the end of it? No, he can't. Brownhill there with a hurried clearance, but it falls again for Cook.
Yeah, well done. He's done well there. You know, he's used his strength, kept the body kept the ball on his side and drawn the foul.
Well, he's been tenacious, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He's working hard.
He's certainly seen a different side to him in this game than in previous pre-season. He's had to work really hard, a lot more physical for him today.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? This is a good workout for the lad. Yeah. It's a different standard, and he's really having to sort of like do a job opposed to being the playmaker and having able to move the ball here there. He's having to work.
So what they really need now, this time of the game, is that person in the middle just to get their foot on it.
Well, what you're saying then is you want Callum Byrne, really, don't
you?
I'd
love to see.
Well, he's down there. He's about to come on. So there you go.
See, look at that.
Callum Byrne and indeed Greg Wilkinson. So it's the first chance to see Wilkinson for me. And Callum Byrne, well, seems to have had a slight haircut. Not much of one. He's like the Dougal of FC Radio, isn't he? FC TV. And I don't know what young Wilkinson's doing, but he thinks he's playing in 1932. He just pulled his shorts up, sort of like Simon Cowell-esque. They're not on the pitch, by the way, yesterday yet, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm liking his 1991 Manchester haircut. It's good, isn't it?
It's very Lee Sharp, isn't it? It's very Ryan Giggs at Lee Sharp. Well, the ball is in play, and it's all the way back to the goalkeeper, Cameron Belfield. And just heard the first tenacious of the season. Now I can relax. Well, actually, I mentioned it earlier on.
Yeah.
I think it was within 3 minutes. But that's certainly the second one of the afternoon. Well, no divided loyalties from our friend in Wales this afternoon. He's certainly a man who supports the Dragons. Or does he? No, he supports FC United of Manchester. The man. It's a radio show, isn't he, Ben?
Bryce Slinger? Yeah.
There you go.
It's on tonight.
It is indeed. Is it all Welsh music?
It's reggae, funk and bass beats.
He's got rid of the Latin beats, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's got rid of the Latin.
I'd like to see a traditional folk show.
We've got one.
A Welsh folk show.
Yes.
Again, there's another free kick conceded. Well, he's learning a trade here very quickly. The referee's having a quick word. There's another substitute. It's all getting US football like. There's two more substitutes coming on. Caden Jackson and Joe Logan. And that will be all the substitutes for the visitors. And FC United of Manchester, as I say, Callum Byrne, the only man that can create a hole in a black hole.
I think it's the right time to get someone like Callum Byrne on. It's like we've been saying, it's been bypassing the midfield a little bit. And I think both these players, two midfielders coming on, just offer something else.
Well, Dave Birch is one, and I would have thought Cook is the other. And indeed, I've been quietly impressed with the way he's gone about his business as Cook.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of strength.
He's sporting a 1992 Manchester haircut. He's got the curtains and the parting and everything, hasn't he? The only downside is he's wearing white boots. But anyway, it's a free kick to FC United, and Callum Byrne is on, and so is Wilkinson. The ball chipped towards the back post, right-hand side, and now you're trying to make something out of this, but can he win the ball back? Well, it's Callum Byrne's first touch, and it's a strong challenge. He gets himself a throw-in.
I'm just observing the footwear. It's got better this season, you know? There's still the odd bad one, but actually
a few flashes,
there's lots of bad ones. near touchline, FC United trying to win the ball back. It's cleared.
Wilkinson's already got a bonus point. He's all black boots.
He has indeed, as FC United needs to win this ball on the halfway line, and they get a free kick. See, I would be tempted to actually just hit that into the nether regions of a human being if they're not prepared to move. Because they're not going to stand in front of you again, are they? Let's be honest. And it's not ungentlemanly, because what they're doing is ungentlemanly contact. Ungentlemanly sporting. Well, that should be a free kick, 59, but it's not. It's not given. Halfway line, we're just inside, and here come Wrexham on this near touch line now. A bit of pace.
Very purposeful.
And
well
did really well there. Should get the free kick. The referee should bring it back. And the free kick conceded. Adriano Mocha there with a lot of pace. Purposeful run.
Purposeful, definitely, yeah.
And it's now the halfway line with Connor Jennings. Still waiting for that information about him, but not forthcoming.
No,
No. Comrades, that's what we're supposed to be here. Comrades, brothers and sisters in arms together, working closely together, helping each other out. Ah, well. Well, what's his stats? Give me, I want his stats then.
Yes. It was a broad-brushed stat approach today.
A broad brush?
Yes.
More like a Rolf brush. Anyway, halfway line, and here come Wrexham again. Ball chip long. Ashworth comes across. Does well there, Ashworth and Jerome Wright. Nice pass back to his goalkeeper, and who clears his lines. And just for me, the only thing FC United haven't been able to do, they haven't got a passing game together, really, have they? You know, three or four good quality passes, get out wide. And what has been quite telling this afternoon is Jerome Wright has made one swooping move up the left-hand side, and Liam Brownhill hasn't gone over the halfway line. Not been able to.
No, he hasn't. We have lacked the width. They're doing well with Linfield and Wright linking up, but there's not really that outlet over on this side, are there?
They've nullified it well, haven't they? They've put the pressure on and made sure that FC United can't afford to do that. The occasions that Jerome has.
Well, like you mentioned, you know, they're sending Newton so high that Wolfie's having to come back.
That's right, yeah.
Defend really deep.
Well, again, there's an overlap on this near touchline, and Matthew Wolfen is that back defending, and he has to make sure he wins this ball. Number three does really well there. Saw Newton, but into the gloves of the arms of FC United's goalkeeper, and a great throw out for Rory Fallon. Can he just get a bit of distance between two or three players? Holds the ball really well, cuts inside now. Sees the support of Linfield on the far side. He eventually finds him, and now there's only two shirts in there. You need more shirts in there. Brownhill, rare jaunt in there. Ball comes in, a great defensive header away. And Wrexham do superbly well, and the number 12 opened his body a little bit there and swung the ball to this near touchline, which eventually it has, and Moses tries to bring it down, and strong play there by Naya, but equally Moses a strong competitor, and Naya doesn't get many players knocking him off the ball, but
he's done well.
Javan Vidal there, but certainly made sure that he wasn't going to win that ball. So halfway line again, and 20, it's one apiece if you just joined us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome everywhere around the world. You're all very, very welcome to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, our groups from around the world that we all know and love, and equally our friends at Vimto, that is still being sold in reputable outlets. As down the far right hand side, Wrexham go again, shows a bit too much of the ball, and Wilkinson's first touch, holds on to it, looks for some support. That's a nice ball down the left hand side. Can Daniels get in the end of it? Well, he can. He's going to cut inside. Does really well there. He needs more support and more shirts. He finds it for Fallon. Can Fallon get a shot away? Outside the penalty area. First time shot deflected off the back of the number three there, Sean Newton. Not a lot on there. And referee gives a free kick for something.
Something that nobody understands.
Pulling your shirt. Well, perhaps he might have wanted to have a quick chat with Manny Smith for the first 45 minutes, because
he's still wearing Greg Daniels.
Well, FC United make another change, and it's going to be Cameron Murray.
Yeah. Oh, Wolfie.
Seen much of Murray?
I've not, no. Not seen him.
We do like small players, don't we? We do like
How far away is he?
We do like a small player. We don't.
Do. Well balanced.
Well, yes. Well balanced. All under 6 foot. it helps with the shirts when you're buying them. You see.
He's had to tuck his quite away in his shorts.
He has, hasn't he? I mean,
he's got the look. His collar is nearly at his waist.
He's got the walk of an Irishman, anyway. I tell you that. He's there scurrying around now, and it's a good player there by. Connor Jennings, and it allows Wrexham again to come away with the ball played on the right hand side. Decent ball in, and cleared by Carnell. He thought about trying to gather it, but it came onto him quite quickly. The serve is a little bit skiddy now, and Wrexham certainly having the better of this second half. There's not a huge amount going on in the game though, is there? The goalkeepers haven't been tested.
2022 is the attendance today, for those who care.
2022, it should have been a 3,500, shouldn't it, let's be honest, but all ticketing down to the four police officers that are actually in the ground, because you know four police officers are going to make a massive change, aren't they, if there's going to be any problems in this ground. Anyway, The rain is coming down again. Bit of blue sky over Boggart Hole Clough. If Boggart Hole Clough was over there, it's actually behind me, but I just thought the blue sky is shining over Boggart Hole Clough. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, the North Manchester games are on in Boggart Hole Clough. FC United are represented not only with a fantastic cafe offering, but equally with some splendid football coaching and so on and so forth. Ben's just clapped in a heap there. He'd be saying this, but when you're getting a free nosh, Emily,
yeah,
on a weekly basis, then, you know, Ben will be very, very upset.
No, it was the ardour. It was the ardour of the way you ardoured that whole sentence.
Well, I use the marketing tools to hand that I have. So anyway, it's what a piece. 27 minutes on the clock.
Wrexham
with 65% of possession. Not the kind of stat I was looking for. I was merely asking about three players, and it still hasn't come to fruition yet. But you know, it's like Ben's chips and curry sauce. Ball halfway line, picked up again by Sean Newton. Newton plays it inside. Halfway line, a simple ball across by Manny Smith. Nice football here by the visitors, and they come away with it on the far right hand side. Now inside they come, good strong challenge there though by Callum Bird, did really well there. Yeah. And now here comes Murray. He actually looks like Colin Murray, doesn't he, from here? Colin Murray's got on a diet and he's playing over there for FC United of Manchester. Linfield looks at the ground and says,
playing the ground, but he wasn't ready for that.
He wasn't, but here come Wrexham again, and they weren't ready for that ball, and now Murray gets on it. Good skill there. Go forward with it. No, he goes back. Plays it all the way to Jerome Wright.
Well, in that situation, it was the right thing to do. He only had Daniels ahead of him, and you know, waiting for support, let everybody push up. Need more width. Bring it out onto this right-hand side.
And Nair on the ball now. Plays it to Brownhill. Brown at the outside of the boot to Linfield. Linfield, two players around him, pushing the back referee.
Two hands.
Let's play continue. One rule for one. I think the consistency of referees, to be honest, is so inconsistent. It's consistent. It's consistently inconsistent, and when it's consistent, it's inconsistent. And well, here's a man who's going to come and mix it up a little bit, Michael Norton. He's just waiting now. He'll have about 17 minutes of this game. As FC United win the ball on the halfway line and lose out again, and it's Connor Jennings. Plays it inside, looks for some support, gets the number 12, Moko, on the ball, back to Jennings. Jennings now 20 yards into the FC half, ball right hand side with the 17, Logan plays it inside, and we'll have FC United stay in this division, what's another year. Got it in, there you go. Halfway line again for Wrexham, just playing the ball around a little bit at this moment in time. Jennings plays it out wide, right-hand side to Royal, plays it in turn to Evans. And a good strong challenge this time, though, by Jerome Wright. And back there, helping out is Murray. Murray back to Wright. Wright, right-footed, clears his lines. Fallon, who's had a good game, Fallon. He's been very impressed with him all afternoon. Plays a simple ball under duress there. And it's now with FC United's Linfield. Linfield up to the feet. That's a dreadful ball by Linfield. Perhaps he'll get a throw-in out of that.
No. Giving the other way.
Well, the substitutions to be made.
And in
and Fallon's the man. Is he going to come? Is it Fallon's coming off? I hope not. It's Greg Daniels.
He's done well as Daniels. Lots of running. Physical battle for him up there, you know, on his own. I think that the difference in this second half of FC is they seem to have dropped off. The first half, we were really, you know, chasing everything, closing down very quickly, and winning possession back nice and quick. But
I'm just looking. I think you're right in everything you said there. And it's that interesting to see Wilkinson with... Actually, he looks like a young Steve Coogan. With that hair when it starts to meet back, just going, ho ho! Pass me the ball, Dan! But we're not really seeing anything of them at the moment. FC United haven't really had the ball for a little while. And FC about to make another substitution. But why didn't you make them together? It would have been a lot easier, wouldn't it?
By the way, I'm going to get James Quinn to do a nice little public address announcement thing for the radio on buses and stuff. There's a lot of information about how you get to one of these games nowadays. It's not like get off the tram, walk down the road. It's
well, are people that naive and not, don't understand how to get from A to B anymore, so you have to actually give a public announcement system.
But we're going to do it funnily.
Oh, I see, right, okay, that's very good. Empire building, he's doing his own commercials now, as you know. This time next year, eh, Ben? You'll still be eating your own chips. Halfway line, and here come Wrexham again. I need something to happen because I was all excited at the beginning, so it's got a little bit flat, hasn't it? It's more like a training session at this moment in time. As a number 17 there with a bit of pace, Logan keeps the ball in play, does really well, skips past one, skips past two, and Steve Coogan does well there.
He looks nothing like the hair, Steve Coogan.
He has the haircut.
That's a two. I told you it's a 1991 in spiral carpets number.
Are you talking like an absolute imbecile?
No.
Nothing like an imbecile. Nothing like a Clint Boone. Nothing
no,
like.
No, I'm referring to the one. No. I think it's the rhythm guitarist I'm referring to.
No one was interested in the rhythm guitarist. It was all about Clint Boone's haircut. You can't say, oh, he had an haircut just like the rhythm guitarist out of In Spiral Carpets, the one that everybody had in the 80s. No, they didn't, or 90s. Everyone had a Clint Boone, myself included. Just because your haircut's been the same since 1974. Anyway, back heel there, it's Connor Jenkins on the ball, cuts inside and looks for a penalty, not going to get one. He kicked the ground and then gets up. Here comes Rory Fallon on the ball now. Two players around him, down towards Michael Norton. And two players on Norton, so they've done the stats on Norton, haven't they?
Shut him down.
Throw into FC United. We've got around about 12 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen, of this pulsating second half of the Supporters Direct Cup. A nice touch and turn. And there's an obstruction, and that's a clear obstruction. The assistant and the referee not giving anything at all. But you can be sure that if FC United do anything, there'll be a free kick against them.
Yeah.
There's a bias in this already, I can see. It's as FC United now. Murray plays it into the number 13. That's 1-2 Thurston there. And the first touch there from Thurston. As FC United win the ball on the halfway line. And here comes Murray. He decided for the first time in the game to go forward with the ball because he gets the ball. He's run backwards every time, hasn't he?
Yes, he sees.
But here comes Wilkinson now. Wilkinson plays the ball. It's a lazy, poor ball, unfortunately, and very easily cut out. You play that ball, you've got to play with pace, haven't you?
Yeah, especially if you want him to get it through that amount of bodies.
Well, yeah. It's a pre-season game after all, and Carl just sorting out his starting 11. I think we pretty much know it's going to be what the starting 11 are going to be for the first game of the season. And free kick conceded by Younger. Adam Thurston, and the ball played back to the number 3, Newton played in turn to Dominic Vos plays it back to the halfway line, and it's now on the ball with the 18. It's Jamal Fifield, and out comes FC United's Dave Carnell and gathers the ball, and it's into the feet of Linfield to right.
Ashworth,
yes. I had a problem with them all season, last season and this season. It started off already, and here's an opportunity now for Vos. Could he actually kill this game off? Could he get a shot away? Yes, he can. And into the back of the stanchion.
Shot was disappointing. It's,
a goal kick to FC United of Manchester.
He had good control, good fast feet to shimmy past. But,
Oh, that's a good shimmy.
Yeah.
And it's one apiece. And this game will be available, I'm led to believe.
As a podcast.
In Betamax. if you still want to be a part of it, feel free. Good strong header there by Naya. And there's Callum Byrne. Can he get in between the two players? Well, he can't. It's back to the goalkeeper. Not the best of passes to the goalkeeper, who clears his lines eventually, Barefield. And it's out for throw, is it? No, it's kept in play. And, the substitutes for FC United, unfortunately, I don't think anyone really is. But that stamped their authority on the game in any way, shape or form. And here comes one of their substitutions, Logan, on the right-hand side. And he's got an overlap of number 10 at the back post. And how fitting would it be for the skipper, Connor Jennings, to get the goal? But FC nullified that attack, but they come again down the right-hand side. Looking for an offside, FC United, but not going to get one. And Logan on the ball, plays it quickly inside. That's going to be a corner, is it, or goal kick? Well, it's still in play, so neither is the answer. Jerome Wright plays the ball out. Conor Jennings played for Staley, Scunny, Stockport, Macclesfield, Grimsby in England, born in Manchester. Adios. Thanks, Scarf. Yes. He doesn't even deserve a place on the next week's game. Scarf, he's your man. All the way from, you know, España, and he's giving the information like that. Anyway.
Can I just say you're doing a really good job?
Yeah, because you're...
I'm nodding off.
I'm struggling. Down the right-hand side. Good play by Jerome right there.
Yeah, he's looked good. So positive from the second half. He's read everything and winning the challenges.
Ball into the penalty area. Comfortably chested down there by Naya into the feet of Carnell, who will quick throw out to Brownhill. I think, in fact, Brownhill might have been in the England C team at the same time as Connor. Oh, someone's just said something. What's happened there? Oh, right, we're back.
Somebody just shouted, wake up.
It's Jenkins on the... sorry, not Jenkins. It's Wilkinson on the ball. So Callum Byrne up to Norton. So that was the ball. If Norton had the pace in the older days, he would have let that roll across him. But he plays it inside now to... Fallon. Can Fallon get the ball to the penalty? Yes, he can. It's not a bad ball dealt with. A good defensive header, actually. Did play it out. And they come away with now Vos. He's been... Dominic Vos has done very well.
Yeah,
strong,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And considering he's got a hole in his shirt, I think he's done superbly well, because that could have put you off. Commentating curse. He's lost the ball. Now to... is he wearing a band round his... He's no. Callum Byrne, you've not better be wearing a band.
We had a tweet about that last week. I'll let you know when there's a relatively quiet moment in the game.
That's been for a while now, as Murray's poor ball. And here come Wrexham. There's only one player in front on the halfway line. And that's going to be Conor Jennings. Jennings plays the ball out wide right, and he actually takes advantage of his own ball to himself. That was brilliant play by Jennings there. How he did that, I don't know. Simple ball across now to Voss in the penalty area. Takes it away from goal to the corner flag, go toward it, playing for time now. They realise FC United have got them in their pockets. Ball comes across. Oh, a lovely back heel there. Unlucky there. And Caden Jackson there. A little bit of trickery there, a little bit of nonsense.
We were asked on Twitter what our views were on Alice bands. Well, I responded that we were going to set up a new range of Alfred bands to make it more socially acceptable.
Well, as somebody used to wear one, I used to wear a crocodile one, though, with all the zigzags in, so you can put it right back. That was a decent look, that. Although I did apparently look like an Italian porn star. No, sorry, the Italian porn star's fluffer. That's what it was, sorry. Apologies. It's not too early in the day. They've got to learn it somehow or somewhere. You might as well learn it on FC Radio. That's all I'm saying. Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, boys and girls, wherever around the world. FC brought to you by... and Summers. No. We can have some fun now, though, couldn't we?
And Summers, if you are listening, though, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
You can sponsor us. We've got no problem.
Your sponsorship, trying to attract sponsorships, not gone particularly well, has it, Ben?
It's a marathon, Swampy.
It's a marathon. Yeah. Well, are they sponsoring us? They don't call that anymore. So, we want to get Ribena. No, we don't.
I have asked them.
You haven't. They're owned by SmithKline Beecham, or they used to be. SmithKline they're called now, or Beecham or whatever. Anyway, it's the ball on the halfway line. Not a lot was going on, but it's now that man, Vos. Dominic Vos down the right-hand side. Great ball in. And really, two players for Wrexham that should have been doing better. The ball was in. It was a ball to hit. They both actually, I think, got confused with each other, didn't they?
Got a little bit of a deflection off Ashworth that just made it more favourable for Carnell there.
Well, can FC United, with 5 minutes to go, get a shot on target? We've scored one, but that's it. We've not actually, I don't think we've had a shot
since, have we?
Impressive performance from Fallon, though.
Yeah.
He's done well, been impressed with a number of other players, notably FC United and Manchester's Ashworth. Had a good game. Jerome Wright's been steady on the left-hand side. And Brownhill's just stuck to his task. Nice 1-2 here. Three or four passes, and again... free kick conceded by the number 18, Jamal Fifield, with a Curtis Mayfield beard, hasn't he? He's got an old Curtis Mayfield beard. There is Jamal. And FC United on the ball now, and here comes the ball to the penalty area. No one can't get at the end of it. Who's going to fall for? Ball flicked out there again. Ball flicked away. Wilkerson didn't gamble there. Could have gambled there and get to the face of Dominic Voss. And good football here now, though, from I think it's a 17 on the ball. Logan,
well, but, Ashworth
did well there because he was sold. Back. He sold him, didn't he? Well, the 17, and yeah, then yeah. But he made amends, and that's what has made him the player he is.
Yeah.
Jerome, right now, he's going to go an amazing run over the halfway line. When he gets up the half of the halfway line, just has to track back and plays it to Murray. Murray hits the ball long and comfortable for the goalkeeper. And it's now an opportunity for Wrexham to bring this ball away on this near touchline. With Sean, I'm going to manhandle every player, Newton. And this time the ball wasn't enough there. And well, old pals there then to FC United now with Fallon. 15 yards outside the penalty area. He's going to take it to the byline or just trying to chip it towards the back post. But he tries a shot. Not a great deal on offer for him, really. There was more yellow shirts than the penalty area than red. It's understandable there, but a little off the ball incident there just between FC United and Manchester, Liam Brownhill and Connor Jennings. But I'm sure they were England C internationals together, so they probably know each other quite well. As now Callum Byrne holds the ball, plays a nice ball to Brownhill. Brownhill takes a touch. That's a nice ball to the penalty area, is it? No, too near to the goalkeeper. No one really attacking the ball. If you are playing them balls, someone at the front post.
Yeah, no,
it across.
That's what we've worked with. Sent a few. Look. Could potentially be decent balls into the box. We've not really had anybody running in the right areas or even making that attempt to get on the end of him.
Well, the ball all the way back with Manny Smith. Smith plays it in turn to the 12, Moko. And now it's ball this near touchline with Logan, is it? Right, it's Moko back on the ball. Right-hand side now, they switch it from left to right and just a bit of keep football with 2 minutes to go. And if United capitalise on any mistakes, well, Norton was doing his best there, but just couldn't quite get on the end of it. But they've given the ball away, and now it's again Fallon, man of the match for me. Fallon, good defending there, though, by the big number 18, Fifield. He's worked tirelessly hard. I think Cook had a considering, you know, the opposition that he's played against, he's worked hard and. But Fallon's kept going from start to finish. He's looked good on the ball.
Yeah, he really has. Yeah, he's moved around a little bit as well across the midfield there. He's.
Well, Jerome intercepted well there. And a lovely ball there by Adam Thurston. Unleashes that man. Rory Fallon. That's a great ball to the penalty area towards the back post. And again,
a little too heavy.
It's the perfect ball if you've got three other players in there.
Yeah. And. Great plays. He's in space, he's attacked it. Lovely curling ball into the area. But it's only a good ball if there is someone finishing off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But again, a good stern test. We've into the last minute. I can't really see any additional minutes. We won't put in half a minute on for each substitute, will we? Because there'll be about 20 minutes to play.
I don't think we need any.
And as it stands there, Conor Jennings just making himself. His presence felt, shall we say. There's James Knowles and a couple of other players there behind us. How are you, big man? Afternoon, young man. And Mr. Frank Van Gils there as well. All playing their trade this season. Oh, three additional minutes to be played there. And it was the person in the middle there. It was our other centre-half.
Chris Lynch.
It was Chris Lynch, wasn't it? Yeah. What's that, young Sato?
He was just letting you know along with
We're
that.
Not interested in what you've got to say. Sorry. If you can't provide us with anything apart from minutes... Yes, you've changed. You were always very helpful last season. Very helpful and incisive. And made more sensible outside the penalty area for FC United. Now, great touch and turn there by Callum Byrne. Oh, and then he gets himself stuck in there. And FC United trying to win the ball. Great challenge by the goalkeeper. Win the ball.
Well done.
Cries
well
of,
done.
I don't know, penalty for FC United. Never going to be given. Good defensive play by the goalkeeper. And now you're there, just tracking back well.
Oh! He's done everything the centre half needs to do there. He's forced the play.
Stayed on his feet.
He's no diving in, and he's ref has fooled there.
Well, Luke Watson. It's been an indifferent game for the referee, shall we say. Could have been three sendings off, five penalties. and some dubious decisions from the touchline, from the managers, both managers. It's been one of those kind of, no, it's not at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's been exactly what you expect. Supports Direct Cup, played in a decent spirit. I think some players are actually still full of spirit. And FC United, well, got an early goal. We've into the second minute of the additional three. And, he, you know, he looks like, I just realised who Murray looks like. Pat Nevin. He's got a Pat Nevin run about him, hasn't he? What are you doing? Liam Brown will get up. That was embarrassing. Oh, I think I've fallen over. It was like a scene from Vic and Bob. That was embarrassing. You think he'd get a free kick against. They're both laughing. He'll rip him later on. First half shot comes in. Ooh, decent effort again. For me, he's been their player of the game. Dominic Voss. He's bossed a lot.
Yeah, he's looked so comfortable. Like we were saying, you know, you spot the players who have time on the ball. Everything he's done with ease.
Voss the boss.
He's done the right things when he's got it. He knows when to speed the play up, when to slow it down. He invites other players in. He's looked really good.
Yeah, he's a decent play offside decision there, and FC United will get one last chance to maybe hit the ball long and see if we get anything out of it.
I'd send the keeper up, to be honest.
Well, this stage of the game, yeah. You might as well. Nothing to lose, Ben, apart from your chips and gravy. And we're starting a new season. The same vein, Ben. Just
I think we've had a good show from half one all the way to this point. We've been all right, I think.
Good endurance.
Yeah. It has been good endurance, yes. And the thing is, sustenance was provided by one. The other two left to wither away. Oh, look at us! Yeah. It's only the warm legs of this young lady that have kept me going. I mean, I haven't been nibbling on them, by the way. If anyone's suggesting I'm not hungry, I'm not nibbling on it. Just the warmth.
Anyway, it's full generating. Time here.
Is it?
Yes.
What happened? Has it been a game? Yeah. Wow, what happened there? One all.
I didn't think we'd come out the second half yet.
Oh, the chair, the table.
Here we are.
That's going to ruin the pitch. And why does it take two people to carry a chair?
Two board members at that.
Two board members. Well, it's the first thing they've done right this summer. And... it's the Supporters Direct Cup. I mean, when you say you have to share it, I mean, do we cut it in half? Is that what happens? Do we cut it in half?
Somebody gets the lid.
Yeah.
I don't understand this joke, but I'll read it out anyway.
Read it out.
Is
then.
It true that if it finishes 1-1, it'll be two clubs, one cup? Don't get that joke, Stu, sorry.
Yes, you do. You can actually watch a trailer for that now. It's available just on normal internet.
No.
I pressed it and went, I'm never eating ice cream again. Mr. Whippy, forget it. I'm going traditional ice cream. It's absolutely ridiculous. But anyway...
Good run out.
Yeah, I think we've done quite well, to be honest. Forget the football. Yeah. It's been rubbish.
I've enjoyed being back.
Yeah, so vocal cords have stayed. It's been quite well. Emily's been tremendous.
A crowd of 2,000 here, and it looks quite
2022,
yeah,
actually.
But it looks quite comfortable at 2,000, doesn't it?
Why was it uncomfortable at 3,005?
No, just to say that you know it's still a decent crowd at 2,000. It's not too dwarfed in this ground.
I don't think we can complain about 2,000 people being here.
No, I meant its impact on the stadium, because it's a 5,000 capacity stadium.
It's not 5,000 at the moment, Ben.
And
it's
stop being finicky. And it's you know
not,
what I mean?
And it's not a stadium. It's a ground.
Right.
He's changed, hasn't it? I will not call this a ground until that pitch has been sorted.
It will hold 5,300 eventually, this ground. Until then, 4,300 for games that don't involve segregation. 3,500 for segregated games. Get it right.
And the teams are now coming up for their... sharing of the trophy. Well, you should be commentating on this.
Why are they coming up?
Doing that
Ben,
comment.
Ben, they're not coming up.
Doing that commentary thing about, you know, going for each player. Oh, Greg Daniels, he's had a hell of a game. Get James Quinn back over here. He'll do it properly. Come on.
I don't think I don't think our fans are particularly.
Oh, Jerome Wright. Proudest moment in his.
In his career.
Yeah, but we've done the comedy element, and you can only do it once. You can't do it game after game after game. And they tried to do it, and I heard the second time they did it, and it didn't work, because he'd already done it. When they interviewed Dave Brown, remember, that was a really good comedy.
You talk about Test Match Special?
Yeah, and then he did it again. It doesn't work second time round. You can't do it. There's a trophy being presented to two players, and basically we're going to go home and have some beer. because basically, ladies and gentlemen, the table, I mean, it's a woeful table. It's not fitting to have a trophy on a table. And what's he doing down there? The man who smells of brute.
Getting in everyone's photograph.
He's going to charge 50 pence for them. Well, I tell you what, the player for me, the best player on the pitch today, fourth official.
That bit of tech
for the fourth official earlier
that's,
on.
That's transformed the game for me, that bit of technology that's been included in these matches.
No, it's techers, not his technology.
Oh, right, sorry.
Thank you.
But it was... We don't need to talk to anyone, do we, on the game today?
We're going... I was going to do the podcast for next week, but is there any point this week doing a podcast?
Well, what do you want to do, Ben?
I don't know. What's this to say?
Well, there's not a lot to say, so let's do it next week.
We'll do it next week then. So no, this comes Michael this week because we can't be asked, but it'll be off. We'll be available
as
a podcast.
It's not a question of that. It's just that we're not
be bothered.
We're not prepared.
We're not there yet, are we?
We're not James Quinn.
We could talk about Prestwich Hayes if you want. We could talk about Hyde on Tuesday, but I've not been to any of them. And so
we did help you off.
It's a woeful table though, isn't it, Ben? We can agree that table is not befitting a trophy.
Shouldn't carry the table like that with health and safety bods around.
Well, the two of them came in and one of them went out, and look who's got the cup. That'd be melted down, turned into a load of 50p's now. Can't believe it. It's an absolute travesty.
We're going to be on air for another 6 minutes or so. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but then after us is the show with no name. Don't forget there's a brand new show later on. I need to get the exact name because Swampy's going to love this show.
What is it?
You really are. Balearic Ultras Radio, it's called.
Oh, excellent.
And it's house music. It's on at midnight tonight.
But people say it Balearic or Balearic, don't they? Or the.
Well, I'm going with Balearic.
Yeah, okay. And you know what that means, don't you, Ben? You know what kind of tunes are going to be playing?
Yeah, you
saw Ibiza.
I listened to it before. I listened to it last night. It was good.
No. Nice ambient Ibiza soothing tracks. Yeah. The Balearics.
The Balearics, yeah.
Yeah.
Balearics.
The show's been a load of Balearics.
Also tonight, the show with no names coming up. It's shortly. 6:30. It's the Supporters Direct weekly show.
Yeah, Ben. How did you get that gig? I've been talking to him
a while ago and thought it'd be a good idea.
So you've been over to Cork to do that, did you? Over to Cork for the interview there?
No, I did it down the line.
Did it down the line,
Congratulations to Pat Lyon, chairman of Cork City. He was granddad this past weekend, so I actually phoned him.
He hasn't done any work, has he? He's just a granddad.
I phoned him.
Thanks to his kids.
He did the interview from London. Because that's where his grandkid's from.
So anyway. Why are you thanking somebody who's gone to London to see his grandkid?
I'm not thanking him. Congratulating him.
Congratulate his kids. He's not the baby, his daughter.
He's a granddad for the first time. It's quite, you know. Stop. Anyway, I like Cork City, by the way. I watched a video on Cork City.
Cork City,
really good.
Beautiful part of the world, Cork.
Anyway, Reggae Latin Funk Bass Beats is on at 7. Soulful Shack.
Did he just swear online? I think he swore in air then.
Soulful Shack at.
He's swearing again. He's talking about swear.
Hidden Gems at 9. Hot Biscuits at 10. Dad Rock and Dance at 11 o'clock and Balearic.
Ben, no one's bothered. No one listens.
Ultras Radio.
No one listens,
at
Ben.
Midnight.
No one's bothered, let's be honest.
We'll be back next week for Gloucester City away.
There's more people listening to the test card.
Live from Cheltenham.
Live from Cheltenham? Well, they're at the races, are we?
It's Cheltenham we're going, isn't it? That's where Gloucester play.
We're off to Cheltenham.
Yeah.
That gives me an idea for the intro.
No horse racing.
Yes, and the women's team, we'll be covering the women's team next.
GCHQ are also based there, so they might cut us off air. They might be listening going, oh, hold on. They do.
And on next Sunday, we're covering the women's team.
High karate, that's
why
he's wearing his high karate.
Bells. So we're back in the full swing of things.
He's put some weight on.
Did he not bring the trophy back up here?
Put some weight on over the summer, hasn't he?
Alan Alcott would have brought the trophy back
Alan
up here.
Alan Alcott would have, yeah. Well, you see, Alan Alcott's one of us.
Oh, we should say, I spoke to Alan Alcott the other day. He's got a swarm of corn flies in his house, so our commiserations, because they're a bugger to get rid of.
Swarm of corn flies? Is that what David Cameron said yesterday about people down in Calais?
When's the NPL show back? Because you're hosting that, apparently.
The NPL show's back on the 15th of this month.
Yes, we're doing a season preview.
Oh, sorry. Not the non-league show.
No, the NPL show.
Oh, the non-league show. On Five Live.
We're back that week.
15th.
We're back that week.
And we'll be doing. I'm hosting again.
You said, hosted by Ben and myself. You said.
Well, you know what I
mean. It's tradition on that show. Just to let everyone know, it's tradition to ease everyone in. So I always ask Swampy the first question, just to get everyone used to the idea that Swampy's got to do the majority of the talking. And so technically, in that regard, you are kind of like a co-host.
I am indeed.
Yeah, a bit like, you know, Barry Chuckle to...
Who's on the show?
A bit like Bodger to Badger, that kind of thing.
Give him a taste of who's going to be on the show.
It's Usual Brigade, to be honest.
We've got one new edition, haven't we? Salford City.
Yeah, Laura at Salford City.
Yeah. So, and that lady's opinionated, I can tell you. She has got an opinion about everything.
So, that has been FC Live for today. We hope you've enjoyed this.
I wonder what she thinks about Phil Neville now being assistant manager of Atletico Madrid. I might have to ask her that.
Was it Racing Santander?
Is it? No, he's Atletico Madrid. No, he's with... no, it's not. It's he's with Moise.
Racing Santander, isn't it?
No, it's not Racing Santander, no.
What's the other one?
Valencia, no. Who's he? Where's he at? Where's Moyes gone?
You've been listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and new lovely people, the Armchair Army. We'll be back next Saturday. Be there, 2:30, for another enthralling encounter.
Well, it'll have purpose and meaning, won't it?
And panache.
But who's the manager? Who's David Moyes manage now?
I'm sure it's Santander.
Valencia.
It's not Valencia.
Before we go, we're going to stay on now until that we've remembered.
Is Santander a bank? Why do I keep saying Santander?
They play the nice kit, green kit, race of Santander.
This has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army. Thank
team,
you to Paul,
Boys.
Thank you to Swamper, thank you to Emily, thank you to Josh and James as well, for it'll be off earlier. But we've been beautiful and you've been lovely.
And more importantly, yes? thanks to Woodzo for not being on air.
And thank you to Woodzo
for not being on air. Well,
take care, everyone. Man. Goodbye.
See
you. Goodbye.
Sandwich. Now? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.